Blog Talk Radio.
We appreciate all of our amazing fans at the Hair Radio Show. And we know that you have many choices of how you spend your time each morning. So we thank you for listening, because your hair speaks volumes.
Time to rise and shine with the Hair Radio Morning Show with Gary Hines.
Hair Radio. Welcome to the Hair Radio Show on Blog Talk Radio. He's the host with the most. Mr. Gary Hines.
Good morning, and welcome to an all-new live edition of the Hair Radio Morning Show. We're the longest-running daily live broadcast on hair in the world, 25 years and counting. Now, on today's broadcast, we've got the latest in hair and beauty talk, great music, and much, much more. I must thank our Carapi Hair Products, Hair Nation Expo events, Salon TV Network, and all of our amazing advertisers who are responsible for getting this episode on the air. Now, if today is your first time tuning in, thank you. And remember to press 1 to make a live comment or shout-out during the show. We're here each weekday from 6 to 9 a.m. Eastern, 5 to 8 Central. Now grab your cup of coffee and enjoy today's show.
She just wants to be beautiful. She goes unnoticed. She knows no limits. She craves attention. She praises an image. She prays to be sculpted by the sculptor. Oh, she don't see the light that's shining. Deeper than the eyes can find it. Maybe we are made of blind souls. She tries to cover up her pain and cut her woes away. Discover girls don't cry after the face is made. But there's a hope that's waiting for you.
There's a hope that's waiting for you in the dark. You should know.
do you love a man with a well-groomed and sexy beard? Men, do you suffer from patchiness or irritation and want a fuller beard? Well, let me introduce you to the hottest beard care products on the market. Rugged Evolution features 16 amazing balms, oils, shampoos, and accessories. Our products are sure to meet the demands of all your beard care needs. For more information, go to ruggedevo.com. That's ruggedevo.com.
And remember, rugged is the new smooth.
As women, it seems like we carry the weight of the world on our shoulders. And that weight is directly balanced between your 2 feet. And with this balancing act, who do you think is suffering? Not the kids. It's your feet. While running errands, paying bills, or dodging traffic, you could be ruining your feet. Wearing the wrong shoes for the wrong period of time can cause more damage than you think. Hammer toe and bunions are the leading deformities in black women, and Dr. Yolanda Raglan is the first black and only female podiatrist with practices dedicated solely to the correction of these type of deformities. So let this black girl do some magic and fix your feet. For more information, visit fixyourfeet.com. Providing medically necessary surgery with a cosmetic result.
The shop money is fast money, and if you're wise, you'll stash the money, because eventually you'll get burnt out. Now your pocket's looking funny. Never saw it coming, because you've been balling since 24. Doing hand designer shoes all day, now your knees sore. Create your exit plan, or you'll be stuck in the trap. Like selling dope, the money come faster with no plan, it's a wrap. Miss your kids growing up trying to stack that paper. Now they're grown and you missed out on their life, and I hope they don't hate you. The shop will make you money, but it could leave you blind. Taking that thing that you can't get back, and that's called time. Taking trips to the hair show, yeah, that's sweet, but then you gotta rush back to the shop to stand on your feet. I'm just trying to school this generation the best that I can. Ball out and stack that paper, make sure you got an exit plan. The hair game is like a trap, money falling in your lap. God forbid you get sick, now your clientele off track. You better get you some insurance, and that's just something you can't dodge, cause you mess around and you get sick, now you're forced to get a job. You buy your kids everything just to compensate for the time lost. Traded in the best years of their life just to call myself a boss.
Wow, I'm always asked why and how and who and what and where and when. Like, what really, why does it matter so much to me that people succeed? Well, I'm Terry Hines, and I think it's something that I take on a personal level. Just like you, I had folks who might not have been able to really see what your talent or your vision or what you're all about was really about. We need that support. We need it. I'm no different. But when I really began my business journey, I just could not stand by and let others fail. So I've done everything I can to inspire, encourage, uplift. And I think it matters. I think I see it here at the Hair Radio Morning Show, each broadcast, the responses, the feedback. And it's telling me that we're on the right track. We're on the right track. Support us. Pass along this incredible gem that we have each morning. Pass along what we do here and the economical opportunities to advertise and help shape our communities. It's up to you.
We'll be right back.
Hi, everybody. This is Queen Tree, and and I'm shouting out the Hair Radio Show with Terry Hunt.
Crystal Jones Vaughn of Assuage Hair and Body, and I love the Hair Radio Show.
Hello, everybody. I'm Valerie from Validate Your Beauty. I am giving a shout out to the Hair Radio Morning Show, Carrie Hines.
You're listening to the Hair Radio Morning Show, the number one hair and beauty radio show worldwide and the longest running hair and beauty radio show.
In November 2022, researchers found out that women who use chemicals in their hair, such as hair relaxers, are likely to develop uterine cancer. At Heal & Go, we pride ourselves as the producers of all natural hair care products. We use all natural organic ingredients in our products to ensure a chemical-free process. Visit our website at www.healandgo.com to read about all our products and their uses. Again, our website is www.healandgo.com.
I'm here to tell you all about JustSalonTowels.com and their amazing bleach-proof, bleach-resistant towels. Just Salon Towels specializes in bleach-proof towels, which means that this is the only type of towel your beauty shop, hair salon, nail salon, or spa will ever need. We know that many of the hairstylists and hair colorists use bleach to wash their salon towels to remove any dye. Just Salon Towels are dyed with a special process which makes them highly resistant to fading that's caused by exposure to bleach. And this will solve that problem, as they are bleach resistant. The color stays vibrant for a much longer time. The Just Salon Towels bleach-proof, bleach-resistant towels are made out of quality 100% ring-spun cotton and are available in 8 colors to match your salon style. Order today at JustSalonTowels.com. Again, that's JustSalonTowels.com.
All right. Nicole Marie, we have got to talk about this amazing trip all the way down to the Bahamas.
We're talking yes, we do.
So, yes, I really am so excited. It's something that we're sponsoring. Yeah. We put this together at the Hair Radio Morning Show. And essentially what it is, it's a 5-day cruise. And I say cruise.
Yes.
Now,
cruising,
right?
Yes.
Yes, cruising the Bahamas. Absolutely.
Oh, yes.
And the complete details are at HAIRadio.com. So they're at our site. There's a big old tab that says Bahamas 5-Day Cruise. It has complete details. Right. It's a big old tab.
Yes.
So go there. And once you do, move down a little bit so you can see all the details. So it's Carnival Cruise Lines that's helping us to put this together. Again, it's Cruising the Bahamas, the Hair Radio Morning Show. Celebrate 1,000 live broadcasts.
1,000. Wow,
sea.
Carrie.
So that's saying a lot, Nicole. First of all,
what goes
through your mind when you think of us celebrating 1,000 broadcasts of the Hair Radio Morning Show?
It is amazing, Carrie. You know, every day we do the shows and, you know, you announce the number of the show, but we're just moving right along. But getting to 1,000 is just amazing.
That's amazing. And when you think about
it. I'm so excited about this.
Me too. Well, when you think about 1,000 and you think about the number of guests.
The number of guests that we've spoken with. Just the number of guests that we speak with, you know, in a week. But you think in 1,000 shows. The number of guests that we have on the show, the interviews that are done, it's just phenomenal. Just so many incredible people that we can come in contact with and talk with and interview, and it's amazing.
Absolutely. And Nicole,
check
your mic down there. For some reason, it sounds, I'm not sure if it's totally clear on my side, but yeah, double check. So, I'm excited about this. I really am.
And just like you said, you're talking about the number of guests, the number of people who've been on. And again, this is not in, you know, my 28-year career in hair and beauty radio.
Right,
no, not
at right.
All. This is just in the last several years of this broadcast of the Hair Radio Morning Show. So I'm really, really excited. Yeah. So along the line with our big celebration, we want everybody to come out. We decided to, what's the best way we can kind of celebrate doing in-person hair
right.
event. Yes, we will be on the high seas. This is really important. You can see the entire schedule of where we start out. But just so that you've heard it from our mouths, and let me just go ahead and give you all the first step details on this. So we're honoring our 1,000th broadcast, the Hair Radio Morning Show's Cruising the Bahamas. We sail out on July 13th through July 18th, 2024, out of, get this now,
Miami,
that's right, from Miami, Florida. So we're and making sure everybody is aware that you got to get to Miami to get on the cruise ship. It's not out of New York City. It's out of Miami, Florida. So we're real excited about that. And one of the reasons that we wanted to do it out of Miami is so that you could take advantage of vacation within a vacation. Miami,
there's so much to do right there.
Absolutely. It's always been one of my super favorite places. Yes, we have South Beach, which I always love to stay at South Beach or go, you know, walking around there. So this is a great, great thing. So, you know, get down to Miami a day or two early. I wanted to make sure and encourage everyone not to be trying to make the connection at the last minute from the airplane to the cruise ship. And trust me, and I know all about that. I can tell you firsthand, working in the airlines, all about that. And so we'll talk a little bit about that in just a moment. But yeah, I'm very, very.
Let me tell you, I am going and my family is going. My children love Florida, love Miami, and we will be there a couple of days early, like you said, just to enjoy and just do some things there in Miami and in the area, and then get on the cruise and enjoy the cruise. So
absolutely.
I just encourage people, you know, bring your families. Bring
absolutely.
Them along. Make this your summer vacation.
Absolutely.
Kids out of school, bring your families.
Yeah, we're going to be looking at the hotel information, and we'll have that added to the website at hairadio.com under that big old tab about the five-day cruise. So we're real excited. So, again, it's a get – well, we're saying to you, get away with or without the family for five days.
Exactly.
Five incredible
days
of hair, beauty, and community, and entrepreneurship. We want to remind you of that. You can always reach out to us directly. Here's what I say. If you're interested in going, you need to take action ASAP. We have a finite number of rooms that are reserved. And let me say what that means. That means we have a tiny, tiny amount of rooms. So if you don't call up, let us know ASAP that you want to go. This is not going to be something that's just going to be, oh, you can decide at the last minute. Not at all. You need to call our toll-free number right away and say, Carrie, we want to go on this cruise. What do we need to do? And when that happens, yeah, I'll give you the number to the cruise line, as well as a special booking code that you can only get from reaching out to us directly. And so that's important. If you call the cruise line without it, they're not going to be able to assist you with booking. So you have to first contact us at Hair Radio. And you can do that by calling 833-402-8882. Again, that's our number here at our office at the Hair Radio Morning Show. Again, that's our office line. It's toll-free, 833-402-8882. 402-8882. So you call that number, let us know that you want to bring your family. And I think you were saying, Nicole Marie, that you're traveling with your family. So
yes, we are. My husband and children. We will all be in Miami and then cruising the Bahamas. That will be one of our summer vacations. Yes.
Now, you guys are not going to be squeezed into two beds in one room. So how do you plan to work that out?
Well, I believe there is an option for us to have a suite where there's a little bit larger area if you have children that you're bringing.
Yes.
Or, adults that want to stay in a room together.
Right. Let me say this, because they don't really just say children, but let me be clear, because there's not really a special rate or anything like that.
Right.
But here's what we are doing. Here's what we are doing. I have reserved these particular rooms called Ocean View rooms. And the Ocean View rooms are the rooms that have a window that you can see outside and see the ocean view.
Right.
Absolutely. And so that's what I've reserved, several of those rooms. Now, if you do not wish to have that type of room, for the simple reason they have other options. There are some rooms that don't have any kind of window. Those are interior rooms. They have several of those. Now, they have other types of rooms on the cruise ship that are that have a balcony. They have other rooms that hold up to 4 and 5 individuals. The type of room that I have reserved for our special trip to the Bahamas are called the Ocean View rooms, and the Ocean View rooms can hold up to 2 individuals. So just wanted to make that very, very clear to everybody. So please be aware that the Ocean View rooms hold up to 2 individuals. And if you wish to have one of the other type of rooms to accommodate your family, friends, whatever, let us know at Hair Radio when you call in to let us know that you want to take part. And also, absolutely, we'll tell you anyway and remind you to let the cruise line know when we give you the information that you need to get the details at the cruise line. Okay, so just wanted to go ahead. Now, speaking of which, Nicole Marie, this means that you need to take action ASAP. You got to take action
ASAP.
Yeah, because we only have a small number of rooms. And that means that if those rooms that I have set aside are taken, well, they may be able to sell you a room on, you know, on the cruise ship, but it's not going to be at this
different cost.
So please be aware, folks, and the way that you avoid that, and I've seen it happen. This has happened before when I gave like a big hair show and the hotel gave us a special rate and folks waited around and, you know, just because they had rooms available doesn't mean that they're going to hold all their lose money because we wait around till the last minute. So they don't operate like that. So get as soon as you
decide.
Interested, call now. Again, our number to dial is the 833-402-8882. That's at the Hair Radio office. And then tell us that you want to go on this trip. And also tell us who is going, how many folks are going to be traveling with you. And we'll just remind you that what type of room we've reserved. Again, it's the Ocean View. That's the only type we've reserved. Now, if you want something else, you have to let us know and let them know as well. Now, the pricing. We've not talked about this. So the pricing per person, and this is, again, based on a two-person's room called the Ocean View, and that is
$833.38,
$833.38. Now, for that, remember, it's based on two persons in a room, so you really have to double that, and that's essentially what the price of that trip costs for the two individuals in one room. So, again, if you're taking on one of those other suites or rooms or balconies or any other option, then they'll give you whatever price that is based on their availability. But for us and what we have set aside, that's what we've set aside. So if you want something additional or other than, then you'll have to let them know. Now, 833.38, that does include the fees. So it's essentially times two, but it's even a little bit less because the taxes, the fees and the port expenses and all of that, it'll be a little bit less than 833.38 times two. So that's really good. You'll still come out on top a little bit on that. So I'm real happy about that. So again, the Ocean View rooms hold up to two persons. Now for me, I'm traveling alone. So what I'm going to do is pay the 833.38 twice, because that's what I got to do in order to have the rooms for myself. So I don't have anybody else just yet. I'm sure some of you guys out there will want to join me in the and save a little bit. You get a nice free room because I'll be paying for it. 833.38 is what I have to pay for each person. So for the each of us.
Right.
And so just if you have any questions. Now, does that make sense, Nicole Marie?
It does make sense, Gary. Make sense.
Now,
the main thing is,
yes,
if you're interested, call now. Do not wait.
I agree 100%.
Yes.
And again, the dates that we're cruising out, July 13th through July 18th of 2024. So this happens in 2024. Let me be clear of that. So not in this year, 2023. It's next year. So that gives you some time to get it together. But the first thing, the most important step you can take, which is contacting us, as Nicole Marie just pointed out, and calling our 833-402 number, 8882, might as well just go ahead and say the rest of that. Give us a call, and then we'll give you the booking code. But please be aware that you need to put down what really amounts to $50 for the room. If it's just two people going, then it needs to be $50 for that room. Okay,
right.
So that's important. And then those funds get applied to the...
towards your balance.
Exactly, the balance that you have a good amount of time to kind of pay off.
Right.
And I love
right.
that.
You can pay month by month or however you would like to pay
exactly.
that balance by 2024.
And I call
plenty
it...
plenty of time.
Exactly. I call it the helpful layaway payment plan. It's little by little. Exactly.
Little
and and
little.
Listen to this. You're not paying those funds to Carrie Hines or to the Hair Radio Morning Show or even Nicole Marie.
Right.
No, those funds are going straight to the
Carnival
food line. So you deal and talk with Carnival directly, and you pay them, not us. So I just want to make that clear. No funds are coming to our pocket. That's going to Carnival.
Right.
Now, we
what
have
getting
not...
from the Hair Radio Morning Show is the booking code.
Exactly. The
before
important
call
booking
from Carnival.
Code.
Right.
Yes. We'll give you that when you reach out to our to Hair Radio at our toll-free number. We'll provide you with the booking code. Because without it, the cruise line will not be able to assist you. They will not be able to book you. So don't call them first. You got to call Hair Radio first. There's no getting around that. And we'll tell you what to do next. Now, the itinerary, first of all, let me be the first to say the name of this incredible vessel is called the Carnival Sunrise. So we're so excited. That's the name of the cruise ship. It's the Carnival Sunrise. So I'm super excited. Yeah, it's larger than what I've been on in the past. So it's really beautiful and gorgeous, gorgeous. So we're starting the cruise out on our journey for this big 5 days. It's a 5-day cruise. On Saturday, July 13th of 2024, the port to call, it's starting up Miami, Florida. Miami, Florida. I want to make sure that's clear. Departs at 3:30 in the afternoon from Miami. That's when the cruise ship is going to be leaving out. So this is not something, you know, for you guys that you can make a tight connection. You need to be down there like 3 hours in advance. Please make sure before that cruise ship is leaving, or they will leave without you. So just to be clear, the itinerary for the Carnival Sunrise is as follows. Saturday, July 13th, 2024, departs at 3:30 out of Miami, arrives in Nassau, the Bahamas, on Sunday, July 14th, 2024, at 8 a.m. in the morning, stays there all day, and leaves out at 5 in the afternoon out of Nassau, the Bahamas. And then they're just a cruising. You're cruising in between. Monday, July 15th, 2024, you arrive in Half Moon Cay in the Bahamas. That's at 7:30. Now, that's just so that you guys know. Half Moon Cay is a private island that a lot of the cruise ships use. So I want to make sure that's clear. And you arrive at 7:30 in the morning, and you stay there pretty much all day until about 3:30 in the afternoon. So very important. If the ship is docked, then you get to walk around and all that stuff. Tuesday, July 16th, you arrive in Grand Turk at 11 in the morning, and you stay until 5 o'clock in the afternoon, and that's when it leaves out from Grand Turk. Now, Grand Turk is like Turks and Caicos. And so, one of the, it's like the capital of that area, but it's so amazing, and we're just so excited. And it's the Bahamas, as you expect. And so on Wednesday, July 17th of 2024, it's a complete day at sea. Now, for me, I love the days when we don't actually go out. I love being on the cruise ship. I absolutely love it.
There's so much to do.
It's my favorite
thing. Yes, I love it.
I know everybody is different. Some folks like to go and be adventurous and all that, but I love staying on the cruise ship. Even though I will go out into Nassau and the Bahamas and all that, but I can't wait for the day at sea. And so we're planning on something special on that Wednesday, July 17th, for the complete day at sea. Then, of course, on Thursday, all good things must come to an end. So on Thursday, July 18th, 2024, we arrived back in Miami, Florida. Back in Miami, Florida, at 8 a.m. in the morning. So the reason that we set up the times as we have, so that, and I talked a little bit about traveling, being in the airline industry for, a long time. So I'm very much familiar with folks who used to try to make connections. And here's what I said. Do not make it a tight connection, meaning that our cruise ship leaves out of Miami at 3:30 that afternoon on Saturday. Now, first of all, it's a Saturday. Things are a little different in operating on a weekend, so be aware of that.
Right.
Be aware of how far your hotel is. Likely we'll all be staying at the same hotel. We'll be sharing all that info soon. But and you can probably find it at HAIRadio.com. But just bear in mind that you want to find out, do your due diligence, see how far and things, how close things are and all of that. You want to have a plan. So the cruise ship leaves at 3:30 in the afternoon. My suggestion is that you want to be on your way there at 12 noon.
Right.
Plenty
of time. Right. Yes. You never know how traffic is going to be.
Traffic.
You never know if there's an accident or what.
Or all of that. And then the cruise line themselves have all kinds of protocols and things that they do. So they want you there early. So noon, start heading on over to this cruise ship. And at least at 3:30 in the afternoon, if you do that, you'll be in great shape. Do not wait to fly in from wherever you're planning to fly in from, or even drive in at that point. I think you're going to be just making it. No, not the thing to do. My suggestion, that's why we chose Miami to be the port to call, because we wanted you to be able to, you know, come in a day or two earlier, so you'll already be there. There's no problem. Okay, so that's important. And I'm super excited. I really am. I think this is going to be great. Now, 3:30 in the afternoon was the time that we talked about the cruise ship leaving out of Miami, headed to Nassau in the Bahamas. Now, what about the return trip? It arrives at back in Miami after the 5 days. It arrives back on the fifth day, that Thursday on the 18th at about 8 in the morning into Miami. So the reason that we made sure of the time that we thought would be beneficial is that 8 o'clock in the morning arrival in Miami gives you the entire day to catch a flight. It really does.
Exactly.
And it also prevents you from having to pay for another hotel stay. So going down, you might want to stay and spend a little extra few days there and nights or what have you. But coming back, so that's why if we had planned a late arrival into Miami, then you run the risk of being so late that you're stuck and have
right.
to pay for a hotel. So by getting in 8 in the morning, you'll be
plenty of time
to catch your flight. Now, my suggestion, if you know that the cruise ship gets in at 8, sometimes I've been on a cruise before. Sometimes they're early. Sometimes they're late. So I would suggest that you make a trip out from Miami no earlier than noon. I say shoot for 12 noon as your time to catch a flight or later.
Right.
That
gives
way,
time to
yes.
get to the airport.
Gives you time to get to the airport and get yourself all checked in.
Check your bags
so,
and everything, right.
Exactly. So noon would be the earliest flight I would take out of Miami. Now, for some of you, you may wish to stay another day or two in Miami. Some folks may wish to do it on both ends, and that's your prerogative. And leave that Tuesday. That Friday morning. So that may be something that you want to consider. For me, I'll be catching, once I get back into Miami that Thursday, I'll be kind of pulling myself together and heading on to the airport and taking a flight back up to New York. So I'm excited about all of that. So now does that give you a lot of details?
That gives plenty of details. Yes, it does, Carrie.
Awesome.
So excited.
Me too. Well, just to remind everybody, the deposit of the $50, you need to really put that down because the rooms, okay, here's how they work it. That $50 needs to be paid. The deposit needs to be paid this year and just in a little bit of time. And here's the date. It's May 13th of 2023. So that $50 for the room, and I'm talking about for the Ocean View room, needs to be
right.
put down before that date, and that needs to be paid directly to the cruise line, and we'll give you all those details in case you have a question. Of course, we have all this at HAIRadio.com. You'll see the big tab right there, Cruising the Bahamas, 5-day Cruising the Bahamas trip. So that makes sense.
Awesome.
Yeah. And then you have, after you've put the $50 down, to cover the deposit for the room, you have some time to cover the balance. So it's really good. Now, so just to give you some idea and further break it down, it really like seems like it's $25 per person based on the two-person room. So that's why they say the $50 for the deposit for that room type, for that room
right.
type. Now, that may vary if you're looking for some other special type of room. But again, we have set aside Ocean View rooms only for the trip. But again, if you're looking for a different type of room, certainly speak. Let us know when you call us at Hair Radio and let the Carnival folks know when you contact them. And so that's really, really super, super important. So again, Nicole Marie, here's the test. So you've decided to take a trip. What's the first thing that you want to do if you wish to go cruising the Bahamas on Carnival with the Hair Radio Morning Show?
The first thing is to call the Hair Radio office. That number is 833-402-9278. 8882. And when you call that number, you will receive a booking code to call Carnival Cruise Lines. You cannot book for this cruise unless you have that booking code. So that's the first thing you need to do is call the office number.
Exactly. The cruise line will not assist you without the booking code number. You need to have the booking code number because that tells them that you're part of this special trip.
Right.
Okay, good. Okay, you've got so far so good. Now, what are the dates of this incredible trip to the Bahamas, cruising the Bahamas? What
July
are the
13th through July 18th, 2024.
Okay, 2024 is correct, and those dates are correct. We've done 5 big days. Excellent. So we start on a Saturday out of Miami. So that's Saturday, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and then we return on Thursday back into Miami.
Yeah, Thursday.
Yes. Now, I will be myself, I live in New York City, so I'll be flying out of New York down to Miami. So I'm already looking at special rates and knowing which airline might be able to offer me a good deal. And then I want to get down there a day or two early, kind of like Nicole Marie. So I'll be looking at some hotels that are convenient and a great place for me to lay my head until the flight leaves out of Miami on that Saturday at 3:30 in the afternoon. Now, again, I only need to likely pay for a hotel going into the trip to Miami. I will not need to pay for a hotel coming out of Miami because the flight – the cruise gets in at 8 in the morning back into Miami, arrives back after our 5-day trip, and I can just easily get a connection to the airport, like flying out back up to New York for me or wherever we go. Absolutely. So I'm super excited. Okay, approximately, now here's a toughie for you. What is the amount of money for the Ocean View room? What is the amount? It's based on 2 persons. And so each person would have to pay what amount, Nicole Marie?
$833.38.
Awesome.
This is per person.
Yes, and that's again for the Ocean View rooms, which holds up to 2 persons. So if you would like some other kind of room, they may have that available. Again, the only ones that can tell you that will be the cruise line directly. So when you talk to them, inform them of your desire. And I'm sure they will let you know what is available and what payment arrangement you'll need to make. Okay, so really good stuff. Okay, so I am
excited.
Yes, yes, yes. So we're talking about at sea. So the last information I wanted to make sure everybody was aware of, and by the way, you passed. Great job, Nicole Marie.
Thank you. I'm the student now and not the teacher.
You did well. You did well. So I'm super excited. Awesome job. So for you guys out there, when we are on land there in the Bahamas, and again, it's making several different port stops and, you know, all in and around the Bahamas and all of that. We're going to try to get some things going where we put on a little bit of a hair show or try to get our hair and beauty talk because, see, families and folks and your friends and everybody, you're going to want to hang out and do your own thing. So we will have some time that we will get together and make an official gathering. We'll share all that with you as we get a little closer. Again, the Carnival Cruise Line, Cruising the Bahamas, it's the Hair Radio Morning Show celebrates. It's 1,000th live broadcast.
1,000th.
All the way down. Wow. Talking about the Bahamas. How amazing. Again, I'm looking forward to the trip, Nicole Marie.
So am I. I'm excited. I've already told my kids, and they're excited. They're looking forward to it.
Awesome. All right, folks. I'm Kerry Hines. We'll be right back. Stay with us. We'll be back.
Did you know that the Hair Radio Show with Kerry Hines is the longest-running radio broadcast on hair and beauty talk in the world? It's a broadcasting hair industry institution. Be a live guest on air and join our long list of amazing celebrities and hair and beauty industry luminaries who've all been on our show. Give our office team a call at 833-402-8882. Again, that's 833-402-8882. Or visit us online at hairradio.com. Because you haven't made it until you've made it to Hair Radio.
All right, Keisha McAllister, or shall I say, hey, hey, hey. Mm-hmm. And it's so great to have, yes, it's great to have you back on today's broadcast. And I really wanted to do something special. Again, Keisha McAllister, all the way from wonderful Fairfield, California. So 3,000 miles away from us right here in New York. Yes, on the Radio Morning Show. And so you're always great with Ask a Hairstylist. And I really wanted today to be about a special summer edition. And I thought that you would be just fantastic. We've got some questions from our fans, from folks who have listened to you, who tune into the broadcast. And so I'm super excited to roll on in. What are you thinking about that? Summer talk.
Sounds like a plan. We're getting close to summer, and people need to figure out what to do with their hair and what will work. And this is what I do. I'm a hairstylist.
Okay. So listen, let us roll on in and with our first. We have Keisha, but Keisha, actually, she writes in. We have Ada, and she writes in, hi, Keisha, is what she says. Her name is Ada from Birmingham, Alabama. Again, a place I have visited. The premiere shows, you guys were shouting them out. What she said is that summertime there in Alabama is full of humidity. Okay. Mm-hmm. And she says it's very harsh on her hair. And any tips to keep it from feeling sweaty is what she says. She's natural. So, okay. We're going to ask again. She's in Birmingham, just like New York. We, you know, in the summertime, we have problems with trying to avoid the humidity, super high humidity, probably a little different than where you are in California. So, but any tips, Keisha, on what you could tell Ada that she could do?
Well, here in California, Ada, thank you so much for your question. Here in California, we have very dry heat. So when we actually do have some humidity, we're all standing around looking crazy at each other trying to figure it out.
Yeah.
But for Birmingham, I have been in some of that Birmingham heat and that humidity.
Ooh, yeah.
I try to, because I'm not a doctor, I always ask my clients, okay, well, what's your sugar intake? Because sugar makes people sweat a lot. All
true,
that sugar in it makes you sweat a lot. The other thing I would consider is the thickness or density of her hair. And for the summer, it might be easier to go into a braided style, something that is controlled where her scalp can actually get some air.
Yeah.
These are the things that I promote from my clients. Right, even from my clients. Because if you're not good with your own hair, but you need something to do with it and you have a lot of it, and now we're coming up on summertime, I would suggest some sort of either braided style, a crochet. Crochets might be equally as heavy, but you'll still have access to your scalp. So with those styles, you're able to pull them, you know, either in pigtails or pull it up in a bun, something that will let your scalp be aerated.
Absolutely.
Drink plenty of water. But the thing about humidity is, you know, we can't fight the environment, but you can control your hair.
Oh, I love that. Great advice, Keisha McAllister. Ask a hairstylist today. I agree. And that was great advice for Ada. I think to me, when I think of, you know, sweating, or let's pick a nice fancy word, perspiration. when we think of perspiration and all of that, I think keeping your hair clean, your scalp clean rather, and hydration, I just think naturally will help with that. I do. I think awesome advice. Absolutely awesome advice, Keisha. Good job. All right. And you see, yeah, this is something a little different than the dry heat. The dry heat has its challenges too, right?
Mm-hmm. It definitely does. We all, you know, I think in summertime, Black women or women of color are always trying to figure out what we're going to do with our hair.
Yeah.
We have to, because it has to manage a corporate setting. It has to manage sometimes home. It depends on the setting we're in, the environment we're in. So it's things that we do have to consider.
Always great advice. Okay, now we have one from a question coming from Katie. Katie is out in Portland, Oregon. So she's on the West Coast, up from you, of course, in California. She's up in Oregon. And what she says, it's one that I can relate to. It's about leave-in conditioner. She's like asking the difference. What's the big difference between those conditioners that you can leave in versus the ones that you might want to rinse out? And this is one I can certainly relate to, this question. But any advice you might want to talk about? And do you have any of the favorite types of conditioners that you prefer? Please, we want to hear. So Keisha McAllister, what would you say to Miss Katie out in Portland?
Hello, Katie, out in Portland. The thing about leave-in conditioners, I think it really depends on your hair texture and what you're planning to do with your hair. The thing about people who wear their hair straight, the leave-in conditioners can sometimes be too heavy or can end up feeling kind of sticky or like a residue on the hair. And when you go to apply heat to that hair, now you're cooking the hair. So it's really best to consider what is it that you are planning to do with your hair. Leave-in conditioners are really good for people who wear their hair natural, for folks who may wear hair pieces or weave, because they're not over-manipulating their hair.
Yes.
But I do believe leave-in conditioners are more so for natural.
And I'm going to weigh in and just raise my hand on that one, Keisha McAllister, because you're absolutely, it's exactly what I have discovered for myself. I use our own. We of course, at Carafe, which you guys know is our original house brand at Hair Radio, K-E-R-R-A-P-Y, you know that we have the traditional conditioner that you rinse out, of course. But we also have, from our Moisture 100 line, we have the Carafe Leave-In Conditioner. And let me tell you something. I'm my biggest fan of it. I love it. I absolutely love it. Because what it does, it definitely keeps your hair moisturized and avoids my hair. And it really, and I don't feel that it has like a heavy film or anything like that. I love the way it leaves my hair. And it's a part of a regular regimen that I use to keep my hair hydrated. Remember, hydrated and then moisturized. Mm-hmm. So that's kind of what I live in that space. And I think that you guys will kind of feel the same way. So I had to take that one a little bit. But that's my way in on it. And, I think it's great. And I think you gave great advice. I think to me it does seem a little bit that it leans very helpful for natural hair folks. I think perhaps a little bit with the natural hair textures. But great advice. Okay, Keisha. So, but I love it. I absolutely love it. So please, we already have folks who support us with the Carafe Moisture 100 Leave-In Conditioner. I always say, Keisha, you can use both. You can use our traditional and the leave-in. So good to keep in mind.
Yeah, it's just how you use it, how you work it, and it's going to depend on the client, and it's, you know, depending on the hair.
Mm-hmm. All right. Okay, if you've just joined us, you're listening to the all-new Hair Radio Morning Show. I'm Carrie Hines. It's so great to have you guys with us. Joining me today, as you guys know, she's with us often. She comes to us all the way out in Fairfield, California. That's 3,000 miles away. I'm here in Brooklyn, New York. And you guys have gotten to know her well. Of course, we're talking about Miss Keisha McAllister again. Good morning.
Hey, hey, Carrie. How are you?
Yes.
Good morning.
We are doing just fantastic. We've been covering a special summer edition, if you will, of Ask a Hairstylist, where we're, you know, it's you know, getting into that time of the year where parts of the country, and this year, I've got to say, it's been wacko weather, I call it. Wherever you are in this country, it's been wacko weather. And so, so a lot of us are finding that we have to have different types of hair needs that didn't quite exist, you know, years back. So just today is all about that. And I'm so happy to be getting into some of these questions today with none other than Miss Keisha McAllister. So, Keisha, I've got another question or comment. Let's see. Ooh, this is a good one. Okay. His name is Robert, and he's out in the Aurora, Colorado area, so outside of Denver. I've been to Aurora. And what Robert says, now he is a salon owner, and he's considering this, so this is your pro-to-pro tip today. He's considering, and I don't know if I've ever heard of this either, it's called a no-tip salon. Ooh, that's a deep one.
No tip.
So he's saying that he wants to cut out, he's considering cutting out tipping at all to anybody. So making it so that the clients can come in and get their services, pay for their fees, and go. And maybe that'll give him an edge. I don't know. That's really, I've never heard of a no-tip salon. What are your thoughts on it? This is a good one. Mr. Robert, out in Aurora.
Well, I'm not, maybe I'm struggling with it. A no-tip salon, people would come in and pay for their services anyway. So does he mean he's going to raise the price of the services so he's not, you know, so his...
Well, and he didn't go in a whole bunch of detail. He didn't go into a whole bunch of detail what I'm looking at here, but what I'm guessing and thinking is that I've heard now they have other things like restaurants and stuff that are no-tip restaurants where I've heard of that here on the East Coast. But the no-tip salon is a novel idea. Now, he's in the Midwest. Oh, not Midwest. Well, that's Central.
Yeah,
Denver. Somewhat, I guess. But here's the thing on that. I find it fascinating because maybe he's not – looking to raise the prices, I don't know, but do you need to raise the prices? I think it's just perhaps it could be a marketing ploy just to get the people to come in and save, because oftentimes they're tipping 15, 20, 20% of the services, maybe more. And so, and that might be figured into the stylist income. So,
well, that's the thing.
I don't know.
That's the thing, Carrie. Not everybody tips. They just show up for their appointment.
Well, hold it. Did you just say not everybody even tips to begin with?
Not everybody tips, no.
They just get up and walk out?
They pay for their service and then make their next appointment and go.
And how do you feel about that?
You made your next appointment. I'll see you next time.
No, I just think it's interesting.
Because you have a lot of people.
No.
Because you have a lot of people who give a big tip and you won't see them for a year.
Ooh.
Right. You won't see them for a year, year and a half. So that's why I'm asking. Maybe he's raising the price like leveling the product. So he's not, so his stylists aren't contingent or waiting for a tip, looking to see if that's going to be a part of their, you know, of their service.
Yeah.
So, you know, I get it. I do get it. If that's what he's doing, then he's kind of factoring the tip into the service. Which,
and,
you know,
and it makes it sound good to the client, like, oh, I don't have to leave a tip. Where they're really paying the tip anyway.
Right. It's included in the service. So, you know, I get it. I do
well,
get
have
that
you
part
ever, I've never heard of that kind of a salon. Have you heard of a no-tip salon?
No, I've never heard of it, but I understand why he might be doing it.
Mm. Wow.
Especially this time of year. This time of year is tough for hairdressers and for creative people. The first part of the year. I don't know why that is. Like right until Easter, it's people are, I guess, trying to figure the year out or whatever.
Yeah. Okay. Well, so this is interesting. Okay. So,
do you follow up and see how it works out?
That's what I was going to ask you. Do you give Robert a thumbs up or a thumbs down on that no-tip idea?
You know what? I have to say I'm impartial because I really don't have any feelings about it, really, because I understand why he's doing it, and then I've been on the other side where people tip all the time. So I'd just be interested to see what happens in the next 6 months.
All right. Well, so
yeah.
Robert, if you are listening, go for it. He just says, go for it. And I have to give you a thumbs up as well. It sounds a little off-putting at first, but, you know, I think it could lure in some clients. I do. I do think because I think that there's some clients who may wrestle with the idea of tipping. And I think that if they have the perception, if our clients and your clients that you're servicing, have the idea that they are saving money or that it's something that they don't have to sit and calculate and all this kind of stuff, I think it might be appealing. We might actually really bring this whole notion of the no-tip salon everywhere. So his shop is out in Colorado, but wouldn't that be nice if we could think about it? So I'd love to hear from you guys out there on this. I really would.
I think it'll be different types of salons that will be able to manage that type of management.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Wow.
But the thing about people is they think that hairstylists already make $1 million. So a lot of times they don't think you need the money. So
that, especially if you happen to be the owner as well.
Right. Especially that. And they don't realize, you know, well, we have PG&E here, but he's got electricity to pay. You know, he's got services to pay. And if it's a big salon, then he's probably, you know, it's probably expensive. So if he's including that in the services, then that takes care of his salon. And then on top of that, it's like if the client wants to tip that particular stylist, then that's up to the client.
Now, that's interesting. See, that's where I think that it can get a little murky. I think that if you are running a no-tip salon, and if everybody knows this and it's well presented on placards all throughout the shop and all of that, and everybody knows you're a no-tip salon, they really shouldn't tip because then it might be unfair. Because you may have it that your staff that you guys are sharing from a pool. You may have it all kinds of additional things that you're doing that we may not know. So it might be a little unfair to still tip. I don't think, I would say no tipping. If it's no tipping, it's no tipping. And I don't think I don't know if I tiptoe around that. Pardon.
Well, no. I mean, the thing about it is, how do you address it being a no-tip salon? Do you place that on the wall? Or
right.
Or are you just raising your prices or changing your service menu?
Well, see, that's the thing. I would follow what you said. For me, if this were my shop, I would accommodate the prices in my menu items, my price list. I would also make it very, trust me, you say it a few times and word gets around real quick about not having to tip or not paying anything additional. You don't think folks are going to remember that real quick? They will, and it'll also get around real fast. But to me, I would utilize it as a – I would do like Robert. I would use it as a sales type tip or marketing tip to bring in new clients. And I would also incorporate a little bit of what you said, because I literally would incorporate – I take all that stuff and consider, and adding that on into my pricing. I mean, that's just me. But I'm loving this conversation today on the Hair Radio Morning Show. My very special guest, Keisha McAllister, and this very special summer edition of Ask a Hairstylist. Great talk. I like it, Keisha. I'm enjoying this. Okay, good stuff. You're just enjoying me talking to you today, Keisha McAllister. Okay. Well, listen, the last question here comes to us from someone in my neck of the woods in New York, but they're in New York upstate in Albany. Her name is Alexa, I guess like the voice device thing. But Alexa says, this is easy for you. She says, is summer different than fall care for your hair? Okay. Is summer different than fall care? And I think it touches on what we let in with today. What are your thoughts, Ms. Hairstylist? What are your thoughts today?
Well, I think if you're already in a routine of hair care, then it'll probably just be styling. That may be the difference if you're already taking care of your hair. If you are not taking care of your hair, then you need to find a stylist or a chair to sit in to help you get into a rhythm or, to take care of your hair. Now, summer on the East Coast is humid, and fall on the East Coast is also humid until the weather breaks.
Right.
Something
right.
else. So it's hard to say. You know, it's almost how you really have to pay attention to the weather or how your body reacts to the weather. And if the summer care was about moisture and emollients and, keeping your hair and your scalp clean and things like that, then that's what you should still do for the fall and winter. But I encourage you to find a chair, a stylist to sit with, even if you go sit with them once a month, to get a routine. Or plan for your hair. That's
wow.
what I would suggest.
Alexa, okay, from Albany, New York. Okay, well, I tell you, thank you so much for that, Keisha. So listen, just in kind of putting a wrap-up of this for today, so summer care, you do need to pay a little bit of attention, and like I said, between the two of us, we cover both sides of the country. So this
right.
is, right? We literally have everybody in between us. So this is really a great conversation to have. And folks are always looking when the seasons start to change, what do they need to do to their hair? I say keep it right here on the Hair Radio Morning Show. Tune in and
right.
catch Keisha for the very next Ask a Hairstylist right here.
Right.
Yes. Okay. All right, folks. Keisha, thanks so much. Keisha McAllister, thanks again. We appreciate it. Great job. Okay. You got it. All right, folks. Keep it right here. We've got a lot more to go this morning on the Hair Radio Morning Show. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Did you know that the Hair Radio Show with Keri Hinds is the longest-running radio broadcast on hair and beauty talk in the world? It's a broadcasting hair industry institution. Be a live guest on air and join our long list of amazing celebrities and hair and beauty industry luminaries who've all been on our show. Give our office team a call at 833-402-8882. Again, that's 833-402-8882. Or visit us online at hairradio.com. Because you haven't made it until you've made it to Hair Radio.
Oh, man. It was just the beginning of everything for me. Let's just say that. If I was to describe it, I would say the beginning of everything. The beginning of the limelight, the beginning of my voice, the beginning of the stardom track. And I learned a lot, and Hair Radio carried me so far. I just can't describe the excitement and how happy and how Hair Radio changed my life.
Oh.
Hair Radio changed my life. And it's because of Hair Radio that I was able to continue to push through, able to continue to build and go forth.
As women, it seems like we carry the weight of the world on our shoulders, and that weight is directly balanced between your 2 feet. And with this balancing act, who do you think is suffering? It's not the kids. It's your feet. While running errands, paying bills, or dodging traffic, you could be ruining your feet. Wearing the wrong shoes for the wrong period of time can cause more damage than you think. Hammer toe and bunions are the leading deformities in black women, and Dr. Yolanda Raglan is the first black and only female podiatrist with practices dedicated solely to the correction of these type of deformities. So let this black girl do some magic and fix your feet. For more information, visit fixyourfeet.com, providing medically necessary surgery with a cosmetic result.
It's time to rise and shine with the Hair Radio Morning Show with Keri Hinds.
All right, we're back live. You're listening to the all-new Hair Radio Morning Show. I'm Keri Hinds. It's Tuesday morning, June 6th of 2023. I want to bring to the line, it's our show number 860. Let me just go ahead and get that on out. I want to bring to the line one of my incredible colleagues and my superstar co-star. You guys know her. She's out of Water Valley, Mississippi. We're talking about the one and only queen of the morning, Miss Nicole Marie, celebrating a
good
year.
Good morning.
1 year. Good morning, Nicole Marie.
Good morning, Happy Mid-Show. Yes. Good morning.
So folks, yes, good morning to you. Now, folks have been listening to the broadcast. Anything that jumps out at you this morning?
Oh, yes. Well, first of all, let me say I so enjoyed hearing again about cruising the Bahamas.
Always
great to hear about. I also enjoyed Keisha McAllister talking about the summer edition, answering questions about our hair for the summer. The summer and the hot weather is here. So I enjoyed hearing about that as well, because that's always an issue during these summer months.
Absolutely. Well, guys out there, it's, you know, this, I appreciate that because you really hit the nail on the head. If we could give this broadcast a subtitle, I think summer would be that word that would represent today's broadcast. Because we're talking about, as you said, we let in with Keisha McAllister from California on summer hair talk. We'll talking about cruising next summer in 2024. and I do want to just add in a note on that, which, you know, we're the cruise, everything is fine. So there's still time, because I know on the piece it said that you had to get your deposit in right away. So, yes, that's true. But you can still reach out to the cruise directly. As we noted in the piece, that you can just reach out to us here at Hair Radio
by calling us at our toll-free number, which is 833-402-8882. And then we'll be able to really give you the skinny and the details on how you can still take the trip with us. Now, I can't promise anything in terms of discounts and this and that and all of that, because that's expired. We begged you guys out early to get started on that. But there are some other things that you should be able to join us on this cruise. So reach out to us. We'll get you started. Again, reach out to us at Hair Radio, and then we'll give you the details on what you need for the cruise line so you could still join us on this trip next year. So I wanted to get that on out there. And I have to say, I'm super, super excited. Now, today, coming up in about 20 minutes. Well, I believe, Nicole Marie, it's your first time meeting Dr. Yolanda Ragland of PictureSeek.com.
Yes,
you guys have been listening to the commercials for years here. So, yeah, I'm super, super
excited.
Yeah, me too. So then, and then, of course, Michael Hopkins will be along with his Vet Talk radio show. He's pretty much closing in on his second season, closing in towards the end of that, wrapping it up, so to speak. And then he'll be kind of coming in with season three in the fall. And I'm super excited because today his broadcast is on number 28 for just this season. So that's really amazing.
So excited.
We'll find out find out what's going on his Vet Talk radio show, which airs today, coming up about 8:30 this morning, New York time, 7:30 Central. So lots of stuff to get to, and if that's not enough, it's Afrolock Week.
Yes, it is.
Afrolock Magazine Week, and we're putting out the magazine. Should be out sometime today or at the latest, probably a little later on today. It'll be released to the world. So you'll get a chance to see what we've been working on and some of the incredible stories. So
we'll get into
a little bit of that today. Yeah, but this whole week it's going to be highlighting what's in Afrolock Magazine and why you should subscribe. It's only $24.99 for the year, and you get, 12 issues, which means that we're going to be working around the clock because it's a big endeavor to bring you original content. It's very hard to do this, let me just say. So the magazine is, I think you'll like it. I think you'll like it. So
I think I will as well. I'm so excited to see it.
Yeah, so you guys and Michael and Nicole Brie, I can't wait. You guys will see once we wrap up the show today. So if you guys get a second, we'll take care of that so to give you guys a little time to get familiar with
it.
But, yeah, super excited. We have so much going on. Oh, boy. So
always. So much.
Oh, the beginning of the week is always tough. We normally don't have a guest on our lead-off day on Tuesday, because you know we're off Saturday, Sunday, and Monday. We don't do live three-hour shows. We usually live just Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday, as we will be this week. But Dr. Yolanda Ragland is a very special, special guest.
She's
been with us for a long, long, long time. And so I'm super, super excited to bring her back. I think it's been at least a year, because you've been already with us for a year.
So
I can't wait to get her on and to chat her up a little bit and kind of bring everybody up to speed on what we've been working on and what she's been working on. And all of that. We have a long list of things to chat with her about today. And we're going to lead off. Yeah, we're going to kind of lead off with a little bit about her background and all of that to kind of, you know, let folks know exactly who Dr. Ragland is, or just remind them, of course. She is she's a certified surgeon, a podiatrist, And so she can tell us about all of that. And we're going to look at some of the, you know, some of the things that you guys have been looking for, want to hear about on summer foot care, you know.
A little later
we'll talk to her about the National Institutes of Health report that was released at the end of last year on, you know, that the higher usage of the relaxers apparently have caused cancer, according to their study. So we'll talk to her about that. She has a background with the National Institutes of Health, NIH, everybody knows the mask. Whoops, okay. So so we'll get to all of that and so much more. So it's a busy week.
Stay tuned.
We got all kinds of folks in and out this week. Just a lot to get to, so an unwrap. We've got the magazine, we've got the release of my amazing audio book that'll be out at some point soon, and then if that's not enough, an update on my community work, so at the end of the week. So it's just busy with a capital B.
Oh, yes.
So, Nicole, yes. So, is that not a mouthful?
That is a mouthful. But it's wonderful, though.
Yes.
Kicking off a new week, an exciting week, ready to go.
Okay. Well, I kind of like that. Okay. Sounds good. Now, we always, here on the show, we always lead in with, I say, inspiration. But
right.
More than inspiration, hope. You know where I'm going with this, Nicole Marie.
I know exactly where you're going.
It is called Hope of the Day. And if you're just joining us today for the first time and have no idea what we're talking about, I'm going to turn it over to the capable hands of Nicole Marie, who can tell you all about something called Hope of the Day. Nicole Marie, what can you tell us today?
Thank you so much, Carrie. Well, first of all, hope is the belief that our future can be better than our past. And no matter what each and every one of us may be going through or have gone through, there's always hope. There's always that positive expectation that change can and will occur in our lives, because hope gives our lives meaning. So I want to share the hope of the day for all of the fans of the Hair Radio Morning Show. And this moment is courtesy of the book called High Hopes by Patrick Lindsay. So the hope for this Tuesday is shine. Don't just go through the motions. Whenever you do, make it really worthwhile. Stretch yourself. Ignite your passions. Put your heart and soul into it. The resulting energy will transform you, and it will radiate to those around you. Very fitting for today, Carrie.
It is. I think it's exactly fitting. This is something I think I led in with you guys this morning, and that is, you know, you got to put your heart and soul into it if you want to get that shine.
Right.
You gotta fight against, and I really say this because, you know, as Black folks, we get a bad rap from time to time. It's long been a stereotype that we don't do this, we're not that, we don't like
right.
to work hard, and all those silly types that we've heard. But I have to say, you know, I'm often reminded, it does land in my mind sometimes. I say, gee, we don't seem to like, and again, I'm generalizing, to get up early that much. You know, these are things that I pride myself about. You know, folks
right.
are always looking at my success and things, and I'll talk to them and I'll say, well, you know, what time did you start, you know, working on your business? And I'll hear something
right.
like, about 11:10:30. Well, I didn't
right.
do it yesterday, but
right.
I'll get back around
right.
to it later on. And I say to myself, I really do, I said, oh, boy, wow. No wonder they are looking for our services.
Exactly. If you are a serious entrepreneur, Carrie, you get up early and you stay up late. You do what you have to do to make it happen.
Exactly. And I think that's what High Hopes was saying. I really do. What Patrick is saying, because and you'll shine. Every day, I mean, I literally sound like a broken record because folks can't believe that I literally start my day at about 4 in the morning every day, including weekends. When we're
right.
not even
every
on the radio.
Every single day. Doesn't matter if it's
every
a
day.
Holiday or what. You're up and
Doesn't
you are
matter.
Rolling. You are working.
That's right. That's right. I'm up and I'm working. I'm thinking about working. Even if I'm not working, I'm in my mind,
right.
I'm working it. So it's something that, again, I don't know how you can be the best and kind of phone it in. And I think that's what, you know, so like he said, put your heart and soul into it. And trust me, you will shine. It'll come through.
Exactly.
And,
all that work will pay off.
It'll pay off. And I have to remind you guys, very, very important to do so. Please take what you do seriously. And we're going to continue to talk about entrepreneurship. That's what I call it. I really do.
Right.
You know, folks always tease me about that, but I really do believe that. It's and we're gonna have Dr. Ragland weigh in on this in just a bit
right.
as well. But yeah, you gotta get up early. I mean, isn't there some truth to that? About
I believe so.
Getting up. What is it? Getting the worm if he's in the ground early.
The early bird catches the worm.
Yeah, I was always taught that, and I really believe that to be the case. I really
right.
do.
You already have a head
yeah.
start on your day.
You do, yes. Well, listen, Dr. Ragland is going to be joining us in just a bit. But first, I want to see if I can kind of get a hold of Michael Hopkins, who comes to us out of beautiful
right.
Boston. You want to check in with him for a quick second. Michael Hopkins, are you somewhere close to the mic today? Michael Hopkins, who's the host of the Vet Talk Radio Show, out of beautiful Spotsylvania, Virginia. He joins us usually, well, he'll be on today about 8:30 with an on-the-air
right.
episode. Michael, are you there? You're on with Nicole Marie and Kerry Hines.
I most certainly am, and good morning, Nicole Marie.
Good
morning, Kerry Hines.
Hello, 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 sir. So listen, Michael, I wanted to kind of remind everybody on Tuesday mornings, you know, Tuesday is a big day for Vet Talk Radio Show here because your broadcast will be airing at about 8:30 Eastern, 7:30. So in exactly about an hour, you'll be on with a new episode. And today is episode number 28 of season 2. Can you tell us a little bit about what it's going to air or what folks can expect?
Well, Carrie, Nicole Marie, today's episode, we're going to be talking about some myths, some things that a lot of veterans believe about the claims process, and we're going
right.
to...
Right, but Michael, on top of that, I think on top of some of those myths, I think towards the end of your show, but just reminding everybody on the five types of evidence that they can use when filing a claim. So that's what I had all signed and set up for you today. We'll talk a little bit more. But the point is, folks, tune in to Vet Talk Radio Show.
Stay tuned. Don't go anywhere.
Today. Yeah, so I'm super, super excited about it. You know, so we've got a lot more to get into today, Michael. So first up, we have Dr. Ragland. And she'll be joining us, we'll bring you back in, kind of try to check in with you because you always have a good question for Dr. Ragland. And we'll,
Very much so.
I think you've had, so you've had a chance to kind of talk with her a little bit, and that's pretty much it. So, folks,
stay with us. Let's take a little bit of a commercial break or a little bit of a break, and we'll have some more things heading in and just a bit. Stay with us. We've got a lot to get into this morning. Stay with us.
Lions don't hang out with hyenas. They don't. Lions hang out with lions. Because a lion only hangs out with other lions, then the standard for a lion is being a lion. The issue with us and success sometimes is that we don't intentionally hang around people who are what we want to be. We just don't do it. If we can understand the importance of the proximity to excellence, well, then the standard becomes excellent. Oftentimes, we get advice from a friend or a family member or somebody that we know who never even been in the space that we want to go. This is about the power of proximity. Most of us don't understand the importance of closing the gap to excellence. Like, we got to get closer to excellence. When you're around excellence, then you think excellent and you produce excellence in everything that you do. The expectation for you is excellent. Sometimes we listen to people who want us to win, but not more than they win themselves. So you get advice from people about being successful, but the undertone of it is jealousy and envy. That's not the direction that we need to go. Close the gap to excellence, hang out with lions. Surround yourself with people who have identity traits.
Surround yourself with people whose eyes light up when they see you coming. Two, slowly is the fastest way to get to where you want to be. And three, the top of one mountain is the bottom of the next, so keep climbing.
Don't allow anybody to make you feel that you are nobody. Always feel that you count. Always feel that you have worth, and always feel that your life has ultimate significance.
Sometimes I feel like throwing my hands up in the air.
All right, we're back live. We are back live. You're listening to the all-new Hair Radio Morning Show. I'm Kerry Hines with Nicole Marie out of Water Valley, Mississippi. Nicole Marie, the end of this week, I got to remind everybody, as if my schedule wasn't hugely busy, I've got my local board meeting coming up.
I'm so excited to hear all about it.
Should be Friday. I should be able to give you some kind of an update. It's my first one, so I'm super excited and can't wait.
Excited for you, Carrie. Yeah. Well, we have our board meeting on Tuesday night, so I have mine tonight.
Now, Nicole Marie is on her board down in Water Valley, Mississippi, and your position is an elected position, which is incredible.
Right.
And we're just always excited for you. And want to hear about some of the things you guys are working on, whatever you can tell, share with the public. We'd love to hear that.
Mm. I certainly will.
And speaking
of
community work,
to hear how your first meeting is.
Oh, I'm going to let you guys know on Friday. Michael Hopkins down in beautiful Spotsylvania, Virginia. Michael, now we've been talking about community work. Let's not leave you out. You are an accredited claims agent, what I call an ACA, and your job has been really to help the disabled veterans navigate the claims process, which can oftentimes be tricky. And
in my words, tricky,
not your words, but in my words. So, Michael, what can you say? How has it been received by folks out there? Can you tell us a little bit more about the whole process of being an accredited claims agent, what your job is?
Nicole Marie, the accredited claims agent position that I have now, pretty much I get the opportunity to help veterans, as you said, Carrie, to navigate the claims and compensation process. And that process can be very daunting to even the most seasoned veterans that have filed for compensation. There's always new rules that come up. There's always more than one way to link one disability to another disability. And a lot of times I have to stay on top of the latest trends in this whole claims and compensation business. And, you know, no two claims, believe it or not, Carrie and Nicole Marie, no two claims are exactly alike. A lot of people think they are, but believe it or not, no two claims for compensation are 100% exactly alike. There might be
kind of like a fingerprint, Michael.
Right. Carrie, your favorite one is tinnitus, isn't it? That ringing in the ear. That's your favorite. That's your all-time favorite.
Yes.
And believe it or not, even tinnitus, even a veteran filing for tinnitus, it can be different from one veteran to another veteran. I had one veteran that I helped file. He was on a submarine.
On a submarine?
He was on a submarine filing for tinnitus. Well, if I, the accredited claims agent, if I just read the literature literally, according to the literature that says that there's basically an acoustic ratings for veterans for noise exposure, it's a chart. If I read the chart for the job he did in the Navy, according to the chart, he should not get tinnitus, because there's a low probability according to the chart. However, with some research and looking at the type of submarine he was on, how many deployments he went on, length of deployments, where he stayed in the submarine. When we, i.e. him and I, sat down and we talked about all of this, and when he filed, this is what came up in his statement to support his claim for tinnitus. He brought all of these issues up. We even had pictures of the submarine. And if I remember correctly, we had pictures of the inside of the submarine to show the extent of acoustic noise throughout the submarine, where the engines were, where his bunk was. And he won his claim. He sure did.
That's
he won
incredible.
His claim.
That yep, is absolutely
no,
incredible.
No two claims are alike. I've helped
right.
people
Everybody
win.
Has a different situation.
Yeah, I helped another gentleman win his claim when they turned him down for tinnitus, and they turned him down for hearing loss. And he went in the military
wow.
with hearing loss, and it was documented.
Oh, my God. I also love what you always say, that hearing loss and tinnitus are two different things. That
Very
kind
much
of,
so.
Yeah, that kind of always have stuck with me. If you guys are just tuning in and you're wondering what on earth are you listening to, let me just kind of bring you up to speed here on the Hair Radio Morning Show. Michael is always filling us in on the importance of helping and aiding our veterans and their claims filling out process. Let me just put it out there. As a part of the Hair Radio Morning Show's community endeavors, this is an important part of our broadcast, and we love it. Every Tuesday, Mike's on. Michael, you are on every Tuesday morning at 8:30 Eastern, 7:30 Central with the Vet Talk Radio Show. And you do nothing but really go and break it all the way down. And everybody loves it because you don't have to
oh,
be a
yeah.
veteran to listen. And
very much so.
I have to tell you, yeah, I've heard some incredible feedback. So today I'm looking forward to this. And again, so it's the five, now let me see if I can get this right. It's five types of evidence every veteran can use when filing a claim. So that's what we have on tap for you today, Michael Hopkins.
Awesome.
So I can't wait.
Very much
can't
so.
Wait to
it's going to be exciting. Very
yeah,
much
so,
Kevin.
Yeah, now I'll tell you guys, we're going to do, like I said, this is AfroLock week. So I cannot wait for my colleagues, Michael and Nicole Marie, to get their hot little hands on this wonderful
I'm so
issue.
Ready to see it. Yeah.
The world has been waiting for AfroLock. The world.
Oh, yes.
So today is your lucky day.
So exciting.
So Michael, Nicole Marie, all of our VIP subscribers, you should have access in just a bit to this incredible publication. And then tomorrow's broadcast, you don't want to miss the Hair Radio Morning Show at 8 o'clock. It's a special party for the AfroLock launch party right here on the broadcast. So we're going to be talking about AfroLock, some of the amazing original content that's there. You're not going to find anywhere else in the world. And some of our subscribers we're going to chat with. So it's a very special Wednesday. It's the AfroLock week party. So don't miss it.
Look
you don't
want
to miss
it.
I think you're gonna have I think you're gonna have a really good time with it on the show today.
Very much.
I mean,
so.
On the show.
Very
much for the weekend. So really good stuff. So we are also. I was just looking. Did you guys realize there's so much going on in June? It's Pride Month. It's Father's Day. It's Juneteenth on
Juneteenth.
The way. It's AfroLock week.
Wow. A lot going
week.
On. That is a lot going on this month. Very much
what
so.
Is it that everybody has waited, like the couple you said about summer? Have we just waited and waiting for the hot weather? What's going on? That is so much going on.
I think
it's so. Much going on.
Just the kickoff of everything.
Really?
Oh, yeah. I'm just looking forward to Father's Day. Oh, yeah.
Oh, why are you looking so forward to
plans,
it?
You plans, Michael?
Well, you know, pretty much so. It's. I guess I'm so used to when my kids were small, you know, they would do little things, and it was so much fun. As if, and now that they've gotten older, it's even more fun because
the grandkids.
And the grandkids come over, and I mean, we just have a great time. And I'm just so looking forward to it, just to hang out, especially with the grandkids, because it's like the next generation of the family. And I get to hang out with them, and I get to experience the little one. He's about 2.5 or so, my little grandson, and just watching him evolve from a baby to now he's walking and he's talking, and I'm guessing we're understanding what he's saying at times. I mean, he is very expressive, and it's just so funny because him starting from the beginning, you know, having a little one again. And then, you know, I always say I have two generations of grandchildren. I have a younger generation that's like 11 years old and back to a 2-year-old. Then I have a second generation that starts at 18, and they work their way up to the early 30s. And it's just funny.
Wow.
Just looking at two generations of children that I've actually helped raise.
That's wow. Wonderful.
I just love it. I love it. I just love it.
Well,
I really
do. I think would win Father of the Year. That's Michael Hopkins and the Salute.
So, he sounds great.
Yeah, you guys just doing it all. Yeah, absolutely. Because every time I talk to both, when I talk to Nicole Marie, you're always telling us.
Always on the move.
Always on the go.
Wow. You
well, Carrie, you know what?
He's sitting. That man is never going to gain weight because
he's always on the move. Always
he's on
the moon.
He is just a wonderful person. The whole family, you know, I can't wait to meet the little ones, the kids. They're probably not the little anymore, but it would be nice. I can't wait. So I'm excited. So good stuff. And Michael,
you know,
there's not a
Carrie
time to talk to Michael. Yeah. What's that, the Cobra-ing?
You know, that's what it's all about. The kids,
yeah.
The grandkids. You know, it's so important to spend time with them, to do things with them, to expose them to things, because that's the goal, to make them, you know, adults.
That's right.
That's
what makes them turn out into great adults, well-adjusted adults, because I look at the news here, and I'm often sitting there, and I say, good grief, they did what? What on earth is their poor parents teaching? But it's not always the parents, as we know,
right.
You know, society and the phones
cultural.
And technology,
right.
Is, you know, sadly, it's kind of taken over the job.
So true. But you do your best to instill
things in them.
Right. Right.
Yeah. I'm so glad we didn't have the phones and stuff when I grew up. I'm so glad. I'm so glad I missed the whole technology boon at the early age. It was before, you know, we didn't have it. And I'm grateful because I wouldn't have learned as much. You
know,
folks always said,
that whole creative spirit.
Right. Like I know so many, you know, words and different things. And somebody said, well, how did you know? What is that word? I said, well, those I had to read. I didn't have
dictionary.
Encyclopedia.
As they say, foolish things like that.
Right.
Exactly. And I have to say, I owe a big thanks to my mom, who was a single parent when I came along. And she put herself through nursing school, kind of like Diane Carroll. I always thought of Diane Carroll and Julia. For those who go back to that point. And so my mom, she bought the World Book. Now, again, this is unusual to have an entire set of the World Book Encyclopedia back in the day. She had the entire set and the two gigantic dictionaries, which taught me so many different vocabulary words. And so words that I still remember to this day.
So when folks hear me, and I say, yeah, well, that word I learned when I was about 8. Somebody said, well, what does that mean? She's like, what does that mean? I said, well, I learned that at 8 years old. Sorry. But it's true. Yeah. But so that's why, you know, I just take my hat off to parents. I really do. We appreciate you. And for since it's Father's Day, we're going to say great job out to the dads. And all that.
Great job.
Yeah. And yeah, and I just vicariously through what you guys are doing. So, you know, when I talk to Michael and he's like, yeah, I had the grandkids over. I think you just said that this weekend, Michael, before we got on the air.
Oh,
and,
very
much so. Yesterday or so. And yeah, it's so really good stuff. Well, listen, I'm excited to kind of celebrate this. We're going to do so in the Afrolock magazine as well.
Awesome.
And we're going to each month. Yeah, we're already working on literally on the next two issues. And so I'm super excited about it. I think you guys, I can't wait to get the feedback. I can't wait to chat about this on what's in the magazine on tomorrow's show.
Yeah.
It's so much so that I think we're going to really focus on this in our spotlight hour tomorrow. So it'll be really
great.
A big party celebration and kind of going into Afrolock, what it took, what was the first moment that I thought, I said, I want to do a magazine, because if I could go back in time, no, I'm just
Uh-oh.
Kidding, it has been one of the most challenging things I've done. But it has also been something that I have just fallen in love with doing graphically because, I don't know if that's the right way to say it, because doing the graphics and laying out the pages, I really have taken to that. And it's something that I can't wait to just keep letting the creativity soar. And then being able to compare, you know, to add in some things that mean something to us. Like tomorrow,
right.
We're going to talk about several of the cover stories and what cover stories are, like, say, what's actually mentioned on the cover of the magazine and then tie that into the big story. And we have several multi-page layouts. As soon as you open up the magazine, it's like, whoa. Is that not beautiful?
Wow.
Okay.
Ooh,
well,
I can't wait to see it.
And yes, and let me just say, folks, we're just, and you ain't seen nothing yet. Well, literally, you ain't seen nothing yet. But you will be seeing something very soon. And I'm just excited that you've been with us for the ride. And I cannot wait. And kind of move forward in some of the issues and, you know, and, you know, and Nicole Marie Michael, I can't wait. We're going to have you guys to be even bigger parts of the Afrolock magazine. Remember, the Hair Radio Morning Show, Afrolock magazine, therapy, community, that's what we're about.
Right.
That's what we're about. So when you listen to our broadcast, that's what you're going to get. And I'm super excited. Yeah, I had one of my colleagues call me up yesterday. This is a true story, folks, so she's listening. Oh, well. But she calls me up. Two things that happened. But one, she calls me up literally, and she's like, oh, hi, Carrie. Now, one of the first magazines I worked with was hers. She had a magazine of her own. And this was back a while ago. I had interviewed Takiya Crystal Kima. From In Living Color. She was one with natural hair on the TV show. Now, this is going way, way back.
Wow, yeah, there
but,
it is.
Like the movie, yeah. She was,
wow.
She was on that show. She also, in recent years, played the mother of Raven Simone character in All About, I forget what Raven's show was, but I think it was whatever that show
Raven
Simone was. That's a wow! The fact that you know it, oh my God! That came as a surprise.
Hey,
I didn't know you were a fan of Raven Simone.
Oh, yeah! I used to love watching that show with the kids.
Oh, I see. I mean, that came out of left field, Michael. Good job. Okay. Thanks for saving me there, brother. Yeah, that's so Raven. So I interviewed Takiya twice. And once I also, she had a book out back in the day, and so she was on the Hair Radio show, and I got a chance to chat with her. She was, to me, one of the persons I had ever seen with natural hair, so to speak, on television, episodic television, because she was before Whoopi Goldberg, so in terms of TV stuff. So that was really cool.
Right.
So she was the first that I had seen. Now, her hair was not locked, but she would wear it in natural styles, mainly the twist. I think she always had it in, like, the two-strand twist. It's crazy that I can just – I've been in the hair business for so long, I can just, you know, go right back to the style and tell you the style and all that kind of stuff. That's crazy. But that's what it really was. And so it's quite interesting. So anyway, interviewed her a couple times and – all of that kind of stuff, and she was just fantastic. So you're going to hear and see all kind of wonderful natural hair things and all kinds of stuff.
Wonderful.
So I'm super, super excited about it. Yeah, I think we're going to have a good time. So that's kind of – now, I would like to say we're going to save our talk of the morning. We'll do a talk of the morning early maybe on tomorrow's broadcast, so I can't wait for that. And coming up in just a bit, we've got a lot more to get to this morning. You guys know Dr. Yolanda Ragland. She's been with us many, many, many times in the past. I'm going to see if we can, if she's standing by. So why don't we take a little bit of a commercial break? When we come back, we're going to see if we can get Dr. Ragland to the line. So stay with us, folks. We've got a lot more to get to this morning. On what's the name of this show, Michael? What's the name of this show, Nicole Marie? What's going on? Where are we? Yeah.
The Hair Radio Morning Show. We're in our spotlight hour.
Very
okay.
Much so.
All right, guys. Very good. Thanks. We'll be right back with Dr. Yolanda Ragland. So we're going to have you guys to kind of stay with us. Lots more to get to this one. Oh, boy. It's really getting kind of heated here. All right, folks, stay with us. A lot more to go on the Hair Radio Morning Show. All right. So here we go. Let's see where we are. Okay. Here's where we are.
This is Queen Tree, and I'm shouting out the Hair Radio Show with Terry Hines.
This is Crystal Jones Vaughn of the Sways Hair and Body, and I love the Hair Radio Show.
Hello, everybody. I'm Valerie from Validate Your Beauty. I am giving a shout out to the Hair Radio Morning Show, Terry Hines.
As women, it seems like we carry the weight of the world on our shoulders. And that weight is directly balanced between your two feet. And with this balancing act, who do you think is suffering? It's not the kids. It's your feet. While running errands, paying bills, or dodging traffic, you could be ruining your feet. Wearing the wrong shoes for the wrong period of time can cause more damage than you think. Hammer toe and bunions are the leading deformities in black women. And Dr. Yolanda Ragland is the first black and only female podiatrist with practices dedicated solely to the correction of these type of deformities. So let this black girl do some magic and fix your feet. For more information, visit fixyourfeet.com, providing medically necessary surgery with a cosmetic result.
Did you know that the Hair Radio Show with Terry Hines is the longest running radio broadcast on hair and beauty talk in the world? It's a broadcasting hair industry institution. Be a live guest on air and join our long list of amazing celebrities and hair and beauty industry luminaries who've all been on our show. Give our office team a call at 833-402-8882. Again, that's 833-402-8882. Or visit us online at hairradio.com, because you haven't made it until you've made it to Hair Radio.
Rise and Shine with the Hair Radio Morning Show with Kerry Hines.
All right, we're back live. Yes, it's Tuesday morning, June 6, 2023, and it's our show number 860. And remember, each show is 3 hours. So we truly are the most prolific of hair and beauty radio talk in the history of broadcasting. My co-star, who is the queen of the mornings, you guys know her. She's from Water Valley, Mississippi, a board member in her own right. We're talking about the queen of the mornings, queen, I call you queen, but it's Nicole Marie. Again, good morning, Nicole Marie.
Good morning.
Happy third hour. Yeah.
Yeah.
So
happy
listen,
third hour.
And it is. Michael Hopkins will be with us a little closer to 8:30 this morning, and then he's on with his own show, the Vet Talk Radio Show. But first, let me bring back to the show for the first time in many, many moons. You guys have just heard her commercial here. You know her well, and I got make the introduction. Good morning, Dr. Yolanda Ragland.
Good morning, Dr. Ragland.
Good morning. How are you?
Great.
Awesome.
How are you this morning?
Good. Just trying to put the phone on focus so we don't get too many interruptions.
All right. It's such a pleasure to be speaking with you.
I was about
to say, you guys have not met yet.
Yeah.
We have not.
So I heard that lovely introduction. Please tell me your name again.
Nicole Marie.
Hello, Nicole Marie. Pleasure meeting you for the first time on the Hair Radio Show.
Listen to you. But you got to come and join us more often, Dr. Ragland.
Yeah, it's been a long time.
You know I do. It's been too long. I'm telling you, I miss you guys sorely.
Yes. You know what's so funny? Because Nicole Marie, I said, hold it, Nicole Marie, you just, Nicole Marie herself just celebrated a whole year with us as my co-host.
Yeah.
So if she was with us a year, I said, well, it must be even longer than we chatted with Dr. Ragland. But we chatted
a long time.
A little bit, but not on the air. So, yeah.
That's correct. We do speak privately, so,
yeah.
We do keep in contact, for sure.
Absolutely. Well, first, let me just officially say this, and then we'll get into some of the meat and potatoes for today. But I have to say a special thank you to Dr. Yolanda Ragland because, first of all, you are one of our longest sponsors of this broadcast, period.
Yeah.
Thank you so much. Yes, and you help to inspire others to stay with us forever and a day as well. Folks like 6YearSeed.com, we have Rugged Evolution and all these folks. Because of you being on the show and them hearing your commercial, which we've never stopped playing here.
Exactly.
Well, you know, here's the thing. You know, first of all, I believe the show is wonderful. You have awesome guests.
Thank you.
Why wouldn't I want to be part of something so historic like the Hair Radio Show? I mean, you've been on, like
awesome.
You said, you're the longest running universally.
Yeah.
Let's not even say the world. Let's just say universally the longest running show about hair universally.
And what other
people, if they're out there trying to get their names out there and brand themselves, need to know. People are not going to hear it. Until they hear it maybe the 10th, the 11th, the 20th time. So you do have to stay consistent with it. So I do want to encourage others to put the dollar out there. It's very affordable. And I want to encourage others out there that are listening, perhaps if they have a salon or anything else, because I'm at the other end of the body, and people that are concerned want people that are concerned with one integument or will be concerned with the other.
Now you see, guys, why we've missed her so much.
Oh, yes.
So it just made common sense. I mean, a lot of people that have really great salons will also have a nail salon in there too. And at some point in time, somebody's down there on those feet.
Yes, exactly. Dr. Ragland, like I all I'm hearing in the back of my head is head to toe.
So, head to toe, that's right.
Back in the days. Yeah, so which I love that. And that really represents everything. And then if that's not enough, I mean, Dr. Ragland, I also have to speak to the incredible career that you have created for yourself. But also that you help entrepreneurs, and I say entrepreneurs. That's what I say. You've helped so many people, and particularly women of color. And I just had to ask you again. Now, I kind of remember you being on the show and sharing this, but what can you tell us? Where did this deep connection that you have and desire to help women of color out there with whatever field of endeavor, with their entrepreneurship. Where did that start from with you? Share with us.
Well, first of all, I just always, felt a desire to work for myself. That was always something ingrained in me that I feel like that's in my DNA, etched in my DNA to work for myself. So even I came from very humble beginnings. My father drove a taxi cab, therefore he worked for himself. And I think there was a part of that was very gratifying for him because, he could work when he wanted to, and if he needed to make extra money, he could go out there and work when he wanted to. So I feel like, I apologize, I live right next to a firehouse in New York City, so is what we have to deal with.
Yeah, exactly. I'm in your hospital, so I hear that all day and night, so I can relate, Dr. Ragland. I'm in Brooklyn,
I definitely can relate. Yeah, for me, I'm usually deaf to it, but when I do shows, I'm like, there it goes again. But I digress. Let's get back to why, I do this. Well, the reason why I concentrated, first of all, like I said, just working for myself is, ingrained in me. And there's so many other facets. I now have a nonprofit foundation called Pumps for a Purpose. Where I'm getting shoes for women that are going to enter back into the workforce. And I found that a lot of clothing donation programs can't find shoes that are sensible for women to wear in larger sizes. So I'm going to be heavily starting to concentrate on that as well. But like I said, just working for oneself, and instead of getting a job, creating jobs. I think this is something that we, just in our demographic, we need to start understanding it's possible, it can be done. Sometimes it really doesn't take as much money as one thinks. People think that, I got to get this business loan and I have to do X, Y, and Z. And yes, eventually you will have to do that, but oftentimes, with a little bit of ingenuity, creativity, and grit, you can start businesses.
You can make it happen.
With very little money. I started my practice with $0. I've said that before on your show. I came out of a residency program. Spoke to another colleague, and basically said, "Hey, look, this colleague is a white male, and I noticed and had a surgical practice, and I knew that I wanted to do surgery on women of color, and I noticed that at least if not more 50 to 60% of his clientele were black women, and when he interviewed me, he said he said, well, you know, I'm going to interview some other people. And I'm like, you're, and he was going to interview other people for my residency program. And I scoffed and then I laughed and I said, you're going to interview those people? And I said, yeah, okay, so after you finish wasting your time, I said, because I said, this is where I belong. I'm going to be here. I'll be back. And he just, his eyes popped open. He says, that's a really good answer. And of course I was back. And I started out as an associate. And then naturally, as I started pulling in, you saw how much money I was generating and I could create for him, because I was the core group that really wanted, you know, this particular type of surgery done in a particular type of way. And then when I started, you know, also demonstrating that how, hey, we can do these procedures a little bit differently. Let's hide the incisions. No, let's tighten up how we do those, how we close those sutures. You know, let's close it in a more plastic fashion. Let's use a smaller needle, a smaller gauge of thread. You know, just all these little nuances to improve what the procedure's outcome would be, because, you know, you can do the same procedure on white skin in a different fashion and it comes out wonderful, but that the way you do it on white skin does not translate the same on black skin. So this is why I came up with my own technique, the Tierra Toe technique and the Petty Plastic technique, Petty meaning and plastic meaning cosmetic. And now these are trademarked techniques, the terms for the techniques, I should say. And that's why now, you know, I'm independently on my own, having patients that are flying in from all over the country, and it's actually global. People call me from all over the world seeking out my specific technique.
Incredible. Mm-hmm. Well, listen, if you guys are just joining us, you're listening to the Hair Radio Morning Show. I'm Carrie Hines with Nicole Marie. Nicole Marie, I know you have a question for Dr. Ragland this morning, so I'm going to let you jump on in right ahead and take
do.
It away.
Thank you so much. Dr. Ragland, let me tell you, I'm a fan of my heels, but I know it's not good for my feet. What, if anything, can we do as women to kind of help with that damage prevention? Is there anything we can do while we're wearing our heels?
Okay, so the first thing is, and I'm so glad you asked that question and not the other question. So the other question is, you know, what are the best heels for my feet? And so it's really not, there's no one specific shoe, because everybody has a different, you know, everybody's feet are different. So there's so many different foot types. So the first thing you can do are wear shoes that don't hurt your feet. And I'm talking about heels as well. Okay. So okay. I'm a proponent of heels. I wear them. I love them. But if you are trying them on in the store and they still, and they are extremely painful in the store, they're going to be extremely painful outside of the store. I also say that, you know, you have to wear them in moderation. It's just like drinking. wear them in moderation. Walk with a pair of safety shoes. I do not believe in wearing your beautiful, expensive shoes out on the concrete. So when you're going out for lunch or whatever, you know, you take another pair of sensible shoes with you and you walk with those. So that you give your feet a break from the shoes. So I do always suggest that you do carry another pair of safety shoes with you. And then another thing that I think that a lot of ladies don't do is that they should keep in their arsenal a pair of shoe stretchers. A pair of shoe stretchers is because you often hear about breaking in a shoe. Well, your feet should not be breaking in the shoe. If you have a pair of shoe stretchers, you get your nice pair of beautiful Italian leather shoes, and you put the shoe stretchers on them, and you hang and you just leave them there for a couple of days, and you allow the shoe stretcher to break in the shoe, not your foot. So now that they're ready to be worn, that is probably one of the biggest tips that I can share with people out there that love to sport high heel fashion.
Great, thank you so much. Great tips. Thank you.
Wow. Well, Dr. Ragland, you know that we have to work in one of your biggest fans of all time, besides me, of course, and now it's over. I don't know if you remember Michael Hopkins. Michael comes to us out of beautiful Spotsylvania, Virginia. Michael is a veteran who helps the vets navigate the claims process. So he hosts a show coming up in about 12 minutes called the Vet Talk Radio Show right here. So you don't have to change the number, dial, or whatever at all. But we always give Michael like the last question of the day with our guests. So I'm going to see if I can get him back to the line. Michael Hopkins from Virginia, beautiful Spotsylvania, Virginia. You're on with Nicole Marie, Terry Hines, and our special guest today, returning back to the show, Dr. Yolanda Ragland. Are you there, Michael Hopkins?
Oh, I am here, Terry Hines, and Dr. Ragland. It is a pleasure to hear your voice again. I'm your number one fan.
Hello, Michael. It's so good to hear your voice as well.
Oh, yes, yes. I love it that you're talking about a nonprofit. I love that. And my question is this. My veteran brothers and sisters, will they be included in this? Because, you know, as you know, a lot of the veterans, we get out and we're starting all over again, life as we know it. So that was my question to you.
Okay, so definitely. That is definitely on the list. It's any, we're looking for persons that are looking to enter back into the workforce. So the how I came up with Pumps for a Purpose was that one day, I believe I was probably watching some news segments, and I believe it was a nonprofit called Bottomless Closet, and they were the ones, they help women enter back into the workforce. Either they were at home with a loved one taking care of them, or they may have been incarcerated, or whatever the case may be, but they haven't been working for a long time. And so I felt so compelled by that, by those stories. I went down there. I met with the director of the CEO and director of the program, and I was given a tour of it, and she was the one that pointed out that when people donate shoes, the problem is they donate shoes that they don't want anymore. Oftentimes, they're shoes that are uncomfortable. They are shoes that are not reasonable. So they're super high heels. Even though it's called Pumps for a Purpose, these people don't really need, like, super high heels to walk around in. And oftentimes, this might be their only pair of shoes. So I am looking for shoes that are reasonable, something that, when I say reasonable, I mean something that's not too high, that they can wear all day long with comfort. So that's what we're looking for. And, of course, I am looking to expand it, not just for women. We also want to be inclusive with men. But right now, for women, they're having such a difficult time, like I said, filling in sizes 9 and up. Let's just say 9 and up. They're just having a terrible time with doing that. So that is the focus currently in the early phases of this program, of the shoe donation program. And I'm really looking, I mean, we will take donations from people, but we are really looking for shoes that are new, and we are looking for partners with shoe companies that I can say, hey, let me help to design something, and perhaps, you know, we'll sell them, and then a pair will be donated to the program as well.
Awesome. I'm loving this. I really am. Thank you, Michael. Good question. Dr. Ragland, for you guys out there who are just tuning in to the broadcast, you're listening to the Hair Radio Morning Show. I'm Carrie Hines. We're live this morning on Tuesday, the 6th of June. We're welcoming back our longtime supporter, Dr. Ragland, Dr. Yolanda Ragland, who is a podiatrist, just doing amazing work out there. And I can't wait to hear more about all your charitable work as well. We want to also just let you know something. Today we're releasing our AfroLock magazine to the world. So it's a very special week for us. We're calling AfroLock Week. And we're just so excited. So the reason I'm bringing up this AfroLock magazine is because we want to let everybody know that we're going to do a feature on Dr. Ragland for our July issue, which will be next month. And I'm so excited. We want to talk about you from top to bottom. And we're really going to go in on this new foundation type work that you're doing, in addition to, of course, the middle of the summer, and everybody want to know about summer foot care. So I'm so excited, Dr. Ragland. What do you think about that? And AfroLock, let me spell it for you guys. It's AfroLock. Just want to get that out there. What do you think, Dr. Ragland?
I think that this is wonderful and spectacular, and I am so proud to be a part of this and to be featured. I cannot wait.
Oh, thank you. I'm so, so excited. Well, the world has been waiting. They really have. And I have to tell you, one of the big things that I'm so excited about with the magazine, and, you know, it's you know, like I was saying earlier on the show, right before you got on, I have another one of one of our colleagues, and she does a magazine out there for several years. She called me up yesterday, Gary. It dawned on me this morning. I said she was trying to find out what am I putting in the magazine. I had no idea that we were, just by us being on the scene, we're sending ripples through the industry of hair and beauty talk and all of that. So I'm so excited. And it's informative. Our cover story, which we're going to talk about on tomorrow's broadcast at about 8 o'clock on Wednesday's show, which is going to really break down AfroLock magazine from top to bottom. And the big cover story is about that National Institutes of Health report that was issued out the end of last year on the link between uterine cancer and hair straightener. So the magazine, folks are like, Carrie, are you going to be more informative? Are you going to be more stylish? Are you going to be this? Are you going to be that? We want to be a hybrid, but mainly, you know, my goal is to, like we do here on the radio show, it's about education, and we do that through, you know, our own organic information as well. So that's, you know, we're going to put the stylish pieces on there, too. We have them coming up in this issue, the first issue. But, yeah, we want to kind of make sure that folks are informed. So, Dr. Ragland, I want you to come back to this show. We got to get you back.
Definitely.
We never have enough time with you.
Is the time up already? Oh, my goodness.
Yes, because Michael comes on at 8:31 or this morning with his incredible Vet Talk radio show. And so, yeah, so we got what we'll do. I'm going to reach out to you after today's broadcast. And, Dr. Ragland, we're not waiting a year and a half to 2 years.
We can't let this long time elapse again. It's just, you know, there's been a lot of things in healthcare. I'm so glad you are touching on serious healthcare issues. It's really important. You know, that people are aware of the chemicals that they put in and on their bodies and how it affects their system. You know, one of the reasons why I've been a little bit absent is like the changes in healthcare, and especially people of color need to know how that affects them as well. You know, affordable healthcare, you know, it's affordable, but then is it good healthcare? you know, that that's the other thing, you know, these are things that people want to think about. And that's one of the things, the reason why I went into a very, very private practice was so that I could provide the people that come into my practice with the services that they deserve. It's not, everything that's affordable, everything that is inexpensive is not always, you know, good. So we as a people need to be very, very mindful of that, especially when it comes to our health. Do we really want to cut corners? Do we really, you know, we spend money on so many other different things. And then when it comes to our health care, and if a doctor says, well, it's going to cost, you know, X amount of dollars more, they need to understand it's not the doctor's greed, it's just the changes in how insurances are, and in order for the doctors to provide you with quality health care, they do have to ask for that, for those additional dollars. So just keep in mind, ladies and gentlemen, that when doctors are doing that, they're doing that so they can provide you with the best quality care possible.
Amazing. Well, listen, speaking of the best outcomes and the best possibilities, listen, we just appreciate checking in with the one and only Dr. Yolanda Ragland. So, Dr. Ragland, you always knock it out of the box. I mean, just ridiculously so. So we just love you here at the show, and just doing what you're doing. But I'll be ringing your phone off the hook later on today, because we're going to be catching up and getting you on our calendar again. We're going to do a full hour. You know, you need at least an hour with Dr. Ragland, because
you have so
much incredible information.
Yes.
So
thank you so much. And Nicole Marie, such a pleasure speaking with you. And hopefully the next time we'll get to get more in depth and really talk about
feet.
Sounds great.
Listen,
I look forward to it.
We'll be checking in with you again very, very soon. So listen, I'm going to roll on into Michael Hopkins. Dr. Ragland, outstanding job. Great job, as always.
All right. Thank you so much, Gary.
You got it. All right. Make it a great day. All right, guys. Vet Talk is up. We got Vet Talk Radio Show. So stand by. We got Michael Hopkins and the crew. Here we go. Let it rip.
Up now, live, it's Vet Talk Radio Show with host Michael Hopkins, executive producer Carrie Hines, and Michael's Angels panel, Nicole, Noor, and Katrina. The Vet Talk Radio Show with Michael Hopkins is all about helping veterans in need. Stay tuned.
All right, Michael Hopkins of the Vet Talk Radio Show. I'm Carrie Hines from Brooklyn, New York. It is that time again to welcome all the amazing veterans and fans of the broadcast to today's show. And Michael Hopkins, please take it away.
Wow. Today's show, we're going to be talking about five types of evidence that can be used when filing a claim.
Wow. Okay. Well, I got to let the surprise out of the bag. Of course, we have one of our favorite guest stars who drops in from time to time right here on the Vet Talk Radio Show. You guys know her. She's been with us many, many times and started out as one of the producers right here on the Vet Talk Radio Show. She is my co-star over at the Hair Radio Morning Show. We're talking about the one and only Miss Nicole Marie, our special guest today on Vet Talk Radio. Good morning. Good morning.
Good morning, Carrie and Michael. So happy to be
here.
Good morning.
Great to have you.
Thank you so much.
Yes, absolutely. And I want to kind of jump on in. Now, this, Michael Hopkins, is a very interesting topic. You know, I really have to say, so again, kind of like different types of evidence, if you will.
Oh, very much so, Carrie. And some of them are going to be surprising to a lot of veterans.
Wow. Okay. Talk about surprises today.
Yes. Well, I am so excited and can't wait to hear this information from you, Michael. So if you would, start, kick it off and let us know, what is number five?
Well, Nicole Marie, Terry Hines, number five, we're going to be talking about the DD-214 or any other type of separation documents that a veteran receives when they leave the military. When you leave the military service as a veteran, you receive these documents. And these documents are so very important. And you know why, guys, they're so important?
Why?
It's so much, there is so much information on these documents that can help you with a claim.
Wow.
Perfect examples. The documents, the DD-214 or any separation paperwork, it tells you when you came in the military and tells you when you left. So if you're trying to file a claim and you need evidence to show you were in a certain place at a certain time, guess what? You got dates. It tells you where you were. You don't have to remember. It tells you on the DD-214 will tell you where you were, the exact country you were in, dates you were there, name of the campaign. Sometimes on your, well, most of the time on your DD-214, it has the ribbons that you wore. If you were authorized ribbons, you were in campaigns, you were in battles, all of that stuff is there, and you can use that when you go to file. You can also use things such as your character of service. Your character of service basically tells the world how you were discharged out of the military. If you were discharged honorably out of the military, there it is right there. The whole world knows. So when you need evidence to show that you were honorably discharged out of the military, there it is. Last rank held, addresses, where you lived. There's so much good information on a DD-214 or its equivalent. So much good information on there.
Wow.
That's kicking off number five.
That's kicking off number five.
Michael.
Let me tell you, right? I have to say, just hearing this, and when I think about evidence, so many things, of course, come to mind. But being a veteran, I can only imagine these are things that they may not readily think of. And so
right.
I love that this is what the topic is today.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah.
Outstanding.
Right.
Okay, Michael, what is at number four?
Now, number four, Carrie and Nicole Marie, we've often talked about this particular type of evidence, and it's called lay witness statements.
Oh, sure,
and
lay witness.
Right. Lay evidence can be used. You, the veteran, can report on your injury, illness, you were located somewhere, what happened. You can report on all these things, even your medical findings, and pretty much lay witness statements. They're pretty much used every time a veteran files a claim for compensation.
Wow.
It supports things such as the incident that happened, medical findings, facts, dates, time, location, witnesses. It accounts for things. Observations, the witnesses can give observations. And this is just a few of the things you can use it for. Like a good example, you know, a good example would be a veteran that's filing for PTSD, that's post-traumatic symptom disorder, and they're filing for combat, that they were actually engaged in combat. They can use this lay witness form to describe the battle they were in. They can attach things to it to clearly show that they were at a certain place at a certain time. Their spouse can actually do a separate witness statement to account for where the veteran was. It could be something as simple as the spouse wrote a veteran a letter while they were serving overseas in a combat zone. Simple things like that.
Wow.
Yeah, yeah. And it,
I love this.
And the government, i.e. Right. And they pay attention to these things, Nicole Marie and Carrie. When you go to file, a lot of vets don't understand that. The VA pays a lot of attention to these things.
They pay attention. Now, Michael, when you say witness, so would it be one witness per each of these statements, or would is there
right.
an occasion
that is
where
correct.
It would be two on one statement?
Oh, you're correct.
Okay.
Yeah,
so
we'll do one witness per statement. That way, you know, the VA, the claim section, will get a clear understanding as to what happened. I've even used this to help a veteran who was on a submarine. And you're probably saying, what has this, how does that work? It was real simple. Along with his statement of what he did on that submarine, every 4 months they went out on patrols in a submarine underwater, about every 4 months. He described what it was like to be on a submarine underwater for 4 months, what the noise was like, what the ship, the people on the ship were like. We also sent a picture of a submarine. I know that's foolish. He was on a submarine, and you would think people would know what one looks like, right? But it helped. We actually sent a picture of the actual submarine he was on, he was stationed on, and what it looked like in the inside. So he couldn't help but get rated for tinnitus because it clearly showed that he could have what's called acoustic trauma or some damage to his ears. That's the beauty of lay witness statements.
Now, Michael, is there a limit to the number of statements that you can have?
Oh, no, Nicole Marie. It's a good question. No, it's not really a limit. I just tell my vets, just don't go hog wild. Don't get 200 statements. Three or four statements are fine.
I'm thinking if a veteran was in a particular situation where others, like in their platoon, were around, say there were four or five people, each one of them could write a statement, and then say if it was your spouse that was writing a statement, that would be acceptable.
Yeah. That's acceptable. Right. We just don't want to have 50 statements, 20 statements. But, that's very acceptable because those would be excellent witnesses. I mean, excellent witnesses. That's a very good question.
All right. Thank you. All right. Let's move on, and I'm excited to know what is number three, Michael.
Wow. Now, Nicole Marie and Carrie Hines, number three is something that many veterans really, this one's so unusual. Most veterans don't even think about this. Believe it or not, newspaper articles are an excellent source when veterans are filing for claims. Believe it or not, newspaper articles.
Wow.
And most people don't think about it, but guess what? In newspaper articles, there are usually things such as pictures, names, dates, times, locations, witnesses in the article. They will support a veteran's claim for compensation.
And many of the veterans would probably have their, like a lot of the old articles that they mentioned certain things in and all of that, especially if they mentioned it. Wow.
Right. We had, I'll give you a perfect example. There was a veteran that I knew that he's in one of my vet groups. And back in the early 70s, he was involved in an accident with some other service members. They were riding in a 2.5-ton truck, a rather large truck, and the driver of the truck went to turn left, and unfortunately he hit a bus, like a city-type bus, and unfortunately wow. the driver perished, but the guys in the back got hurt to the point they had to be taken to a civilian hospital. Well, they're in the civilian hospital, pictures were taken and all that, and names, and it was kind of funny because you would think this happened about 50 years ago. And most people kind of don't think about pictures and articles from 50 years ago when they're filing a claim. What the gentleman wound up doing, the veteran, he wound up looking on the internet, looking for the local paper where he was stationed, and lo and behold, he saw a picture of himself 50 years ago with a crutch, with crutches, and under the picture was his name, the date of the accident, what he was in the hospital for, when he got out of the hospital. I mean, you couldn't help but know that was him in the picture. It was
right.
a clear day. Yeah, even the branch of the military that he was in was recognized. So
yeah.
he turned all that stuff in. That's perfect evidence to turn in for a claim.
What they call a smoking gun. That is
yeah,
amazing.
Yeah, it is. That gun was smoking so hard, I mean, really. Picture was worth 1,000 words.
Absolutely.
And a lot of vets don't do that. I've had Vietnam vets that I've worked with. And to prove to the government that they were Vietnam veterans, that's what we did. We had pictures
wow.
of them in country and in their uniforms. They were at recognizable places that were in the Republic of Vietnam at the time that they were there. They were just landmarks, roads, buildings, towers. There were things there that when you study the history of Vietnam, these guys had to have been there. And pictures of them,
yeah.
you know, you can't, they had to have been there. They were
My
standing
goal,
next
it,
to these places.
It just reminds me when I see certain, like, news stories, you know, on television, they literally
right.
are often talking to a lot of the men and women in the military about different things. And
right.
I tell you something, usually those things can be Googled and articles have been written that are out there on the internet. So
very
I love
much
what
so.
You're saying. This is incredible. Who would
yeah,
think
very...
that they could do that? So,
right, right. And it
really?
Works. And a veteran literally can use this great evidence and get a rating for an injury or illness. I mean,
amazing.
It's just fantastic.
Wow. Well, listen, we have got to remind everybody because folks sometimes are just kind of tuning on in. In case you're just joining us, Michael Hopkins is covering today really five, I call surprising types of evidence that can be used when filing a claim. And our very, very special guest sitting in with us today, the one and only Miss Nicole Marie. You guys know her from the Hair Radio Morning Show. And legendary angel, Michael's Angel, from one of Michael's Angels from right here on the Vet Talk Radio Show. So really great to have you with us today, Nicole Marie.
Thank you so much. So happy to be here.
Yeah.
Very
All
much
All right.
So.
Okay. Well, Michael, we are at number 2 on the countdown today.
Wow. Wow, and this is another one that many veterans don't think about. Photos.
You mean regular pictures?
Regular pictures.
Wow.
Regular pictures. We talked about the articles, and maybe the articles have photos, but photos by themselves.
Mm.
Evidence.
Yeah.
Wow.
The photos are examples of things such as the actual event a veteran was involved in, the locations of the event, where the veteran was stationed, you know, items related to the event, witnesses, even the weather, believe it or not, can play a part in when you're filing for compensation. Believe it or not.
How can the weather? Yeah.
How can the weather?
Sure.
Oh, good. A great example. What if you, if you're in the desert and you're trying to show burn pits, guess what?
What?
A photo is worth a thousand words. You take a picture of it. It shows the direction of the wind, the color of the wind, of what's in the wind in the air. It's like monsoon season, rain. You're trying to prove that, for example, a veteran may be trying to prove that the they have foot rot or jungle, I'm going to say there's a word for it, but in other words, they have an issue with their feet. And sometimes you have to prove that you were in a monsoon, you were in a wet weather, because the wet weather causes rot to your feet. Well, if I show pictures of me in country and it's raining cats and dogs, you something. And I got another great example. In Vietnam, there are a lot of Vietnam veterans that actually have pictures of themselves sitting on barrels, Agent Orange barrels, Agent White. It had a strip on it. The reason why they called it Agent Orange, because it has an orange strip going around a 55-gallon drum. Right. And when the VA was saying, oh, it couldn't be service-connected, here's a guy sitting eating his lunch on a 55-gallon freaking drum with an orange strip on it. Who can argue with that?
You can't argue
with it. Or like some of the more modern veterans, they'll be in what they call an MRAP or some of the more modern vehicles, Humvees, and they got blown up, and you're trying to prove that they got a traumatic brain injury from that. What's a better picture of showing that vehicle either on fire or showing the aftermath of that vehicle after it was hit by an IED, by an explosive device? I've had veterans do that, where they showed the actual vehicle after it got blown up. And when they went to their C&P exam, their claims and pension exam, the examiner had the pictures. They were going, wow, what's this? And they're asking questions, and you can tell the examiner, this is the vehicle that I was in or next to when it got blown up, and that's why I'm filing for a traumatic brain injury or PTSD or a broken arm. That's the reason why.
Wow.
Excellent.
Wow.
Excellent.
That's
stuff.
Key. That's key there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Very
and
key.
And I've got to say, Michael, when you get to this point, I know that you want to get from number five down to number two. And then
very
we're turning it over to our special guest, Miss Nicole Marie, to get to number one. So, Michael, please remind everybody today on the show what exactly, what were numbers five through number two?
Right. Number five is that DD-214 or any other separation documents. Very important information that's in there. Number four, we're talking about lay witness evidence. Number three, we're talking about articles. Number two, photos.
Uh-oh, now we need the drum roll, Nicole Marie.
Drum roll, please.
Here we go with number one. Yes, I've been blown away by these. Yes, but now we're at number one, and so excited to know, what is number one, Michael?
Number one is old, tried, and true. Medical evidence that can be acquired from the veteran's active duty service treatment records. This
Hold
is
what?
Especially
Michael,
used.
Repeat that one more time.
Right. Medical evidence that can be acquired from a veteran's active duty service treatment records. Number one.
Okay, tell us a little bit about that.
Number one, and it's especially used for direct service claims that happen on active duty. That's what veterans file for. In the beginning of this whole claims odyssey, that is the first thing an average veteran files for. They file for direct service connection from being on active duty. I fell off a truck. I hurt my back. I went to sick call. My back has had issues. I got off of active duty. I've been going to the doctor ever since for my lower back that happened when I was on active duty. I just put together the way that's how a veteran gets connected. That's how you
right.
get connected
wow.
from active duty to what's going on with you now, the nexus, the connection, and that's how you get rated.
Right. So
most
every
veterans,
time that you want the
right.
sick call, it's going to be noted.
Very much so.
Right there.
Every time you went on sick call, even if you, the individual veteran, went to a private hospital or a clinic, that can be used, especially when you were on active duty. Some veterans would go to private hospitals sometimes or a private clinic or a private doctor when they sought out treatment. So it doesn't necessarily have to be in your service treatment records, even though the bulk of the things that you're looking for will be there. But this is the number one place. Number one place.
And it's number one on your countdown today.
Yep. It's number one. Like we used to say, it's number one.
Yes, and I just want to take a moment, as we do every week right here on the Good Talk Radio Show, and that is to just thank our amazing veterans who've given so much and continue to do so. We love you. We appreciate you. And thank you so much. Yeah, so the Vet Talk Radio Show, and you guys know we're here. You don't have to just be a veteran, of course. We're thrilled that you are. But it's for everybody to tune in and learn something that they can do to help a veteran as well. And I think that's what this is all about. Also wanted to thank our very special guest today, Michael. We have the great Nicole Marie sitting with us.
Thank you, Nicole.
Marie.
Very much so.
What's your takeaway today, Nicole Marie, from the show? Anything you want to share?
Oh, yes. I'm just blown away by this information. My first thought, but I thought of a couple of these before we even got started, but I was really blown away and didn't really think of newspaper articles, photos, but those are key items that would be so important for your claim.
Very much so. Very much
so. I have to say, you're absolutely right. And from the mind of our accredited claims agent, the one and only Michael Hopkins, what can I say, Nicole Marie? As always, he knocks it out of the box.
Awesome.
So great job.
Every single time. Thank you, Michael.
Yeah.
Now, I want to remind all the fans of the show and to all the listeners everywhere, please go and register so that you can see and follow Michael's group page for the show. Simply go to www.hairadio.com. Again, hairadio.com. You'll see it right there where it says forum. You can click on that. You'll see Michael's Vet Talk Radio Show group page. You can follow, you can read articles there. So much is there. You're going to love it. And now me, don't forget, we've got the brand new AfroLock magazine, which is going to include some great things all designed just for you, the veterans, and folks who follow our show. So please check it out. It's www.afrolock.com, AfroLock magazine. So real happy, and thank you so much. Great show today, Michael Hopkins.
Oh, yeah.
Wonderful. Thank you, Michael.
Yes.
Appreciate you.
All right. So listen, Michael, what do you say? What's your famous tagline, closeout line for everybody today? What would you like to say?
Wow. Resiliency among our veterans. Veterans never quit. If you served, you deserve.
Thank you for listening to Vet Talk Radio with Michael Hopkins, produced by Carrie Hines exclusively for Hair Radio. Catch live episodes each Tuesday morning at 8:30 Eastern, 7:30 Central as part of the Hair Radio Morning Show lineup. And each show replays on our very own platform at www.hairradio.com. Saturday afternoons at 1 p.m. Eastern, noon Central. This broadcast is sponsored in part by our friends at FixYourFeet.com. Rugged Evolution, Smooth Black Ink, Stimulating Roots, and our entire sponsorship family. We thank Michael Hopkins and his Angels panel and all of you. Thank you.